What's up, jerks? It's Monday, July 3rd, 2017, and you're listening to episode 20 of The Rat King. That's right, we've done 20 of these shits, plus an older podcast that you probably shouldn't listen to. It wasn't very good now that I think about it. That one was called 2-Bit. It was something. Anyway, what was I saying? I'm Scott Petty. With me, as always, the anime hunk, Jose Merguia.
Hey, guys.
As well as they like to call him... What? How am I... Anyway... Neapolitan fingers, Justin Stokes.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Does he know? No. I told you once.
Oh, what happened?
Tell him about your fingies.
My hands are different colors.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so that's why.
That's it.
Because I assumed it was Scott, that, but... and he was like, "Oh, you're like a little Neapolitan boy."
Yeah, I called him Neapolitan boy.
So it's Johnny Two Bears.
Johnny Two Bears.
Just the Neapolitan.
Wait, Connie the troll?
Yeah,
is that what we
Wait,
decided?
When did this happen?
I don't. Well, what the fingers?
No. Why is Connie named Connie the troll?
I because of the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I ever called her Connie the troll. Just in case she's listening, but anyway, yeah. People who don't know, Justin's a Filipino boy. He's also a little white. So his hands go from chocolate to strawberry to vanilla.
Yeah.
And that part is dying flesh. That's what the white part is. We should probably tell people.
I can even tell they're a different color now.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah. You also don't have fingernails. You don't have fingernails, which you said you did as a like a work protection thing, as in like so that way your dirty nails don't contaminate the poppers or the peppers.
Yep.
How's it up there?
It's still hot.
Yeah,
still spicy.
You got a promotion, didn't you?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Shit. You can't get any higher than where I am.
Where are you? What's your position
I'm
title?
I'm the foreman.
Oh, okay, you remember it.
Remember well, that.
People don't realize that you have a name tag that says Justin Stokes, and underneath it, your position, just the number 4 and the man that's on the bathroom sign.
Yes,
foreman.
and they like will not spell it for you.
No.
Yeah. So we don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's like an official title.
Yeah.
But I mean, he just gave it to me and he left, so that's me.
Well, that new guy who took over does everything with emojis now. So everything's a little more difficult. What's his name?
Frank. Am I allowed to say his name? Frank?
Yeah.
All right, Frank. Yeah. No one likes Frank.
His Frank no lies Frank.
No one likes Frank.
Okay. Well, his name is Frank, so.
Frank Caliendo.
Yeah, he's my fave. I love John Madden. EA Sports Mad in the TV, game. Woo. Games, we're talking about games here, everybody. Yes. Not much happened
what,
this last week.
What, you said EA Sports, it's in the game?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Oh, I remember
EA
that.
EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's
that's the closest
is,
that
anybody's that was really good,
to.
Actually.
Yeah, the first part was, I lost it toward the end, but thank you. I do two impressions. I do one of the EA Sports guy and then one of you, Justin.
Okay.
And it goes... Hey, yeah. So I've been working on that one. Let the record show I pulled my hair back.
Yes. Are you showing my baldness?
No, I pulled my hair back like Jack Nicholson, and then did an impression of Al Pacino.
All right,
which is the perfect. We do call you Dirty Grandpa Scarface. Anyway,
wait, is that
is that only for holidays? Man.
Huh?
Is that only for holidays?
Yes. None of this makes any sense. Mm-mm. This is a jumble of a show and a jumble of a liar.
Yeah.
Jumbalaya.
My favorite.
So not like no good shit happened basically. As far as news goes,
but
we have
us.
One thing. Mm. We'll talk about it. But let's start it out with Justin. You want to tell us what went on for you?
The same stuff, working, and then so the games I got around to.
You played Friday the 13th for 85 hours last week.
Yep.
Okay.
And I checked out the new character for Diablo 3, the Necromancer.
Which means you paid for it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So
it was 13 bucks?
Question.
13 bucks?
15.
15.
Is it free on the PC or do I also have to buy it?
You also have to buy it.
15, right?
Yes.
Okay, I can do that. I'll do that.
No, he won't. He's pulling your leg.
Wait, for PC or?
For PC.
Oh, but you're never going to play it.
I don't care. I'll still buy it. I like Diablo 3.
But you're never going to play it.
Listen.
Just get it for console.
Hey, boy, he likes it.
Yeah.
All right.
Sticky.
I have 3 copies of Diablo 2. 2 of them I didn't pay for.
And you can have 2 copies of Diablo 3 and
I
play
could.
It on PS4.
I could. I'm still kind of skeptical on how that works.
It works really good.
Okay, well, I'll give it a try.
It works so good that I bought it.
Twice.
Yes.
Do you really own it for Xbox and...
No, I have it for... my laptop and PlayStation.
Gotcha.
And so I was testing out the new Rise of... I'm sorry. Is it the Rise of the Necromancer? Yeah, it's The Rise of the Necromancer that came out on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so I checked that out. You get your new class. You get two character slots, so you can have a male and female character. Mm-hmm. There are additional land masses or adventure zones you can go to. And that's pretty much about it. Lots of legendary weapons.
So does he play anywhere near the Necromancer in Diablo, like the Necromancer in Diablo 2?
Similar. He just doesn't have poison.
Okay. So, like, how is the skill tree, like, divided for him?
So, there's blood.
Okay.
There's bone. And then there's, like, your corpse, which is, like, your skeletons, mm-hmm. your golems. And that's how he's divided. They didn't want to do the poison because they felt that would take away from the witch doctor.
Right. That's what I was wondering. Because, like, the witch doctor in itself already kind of was the necromancer.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I wonder, do you think they're going to bring back, like, any of the other ones, like the druid or the assassin?
I think at that point they should just Diablo do a whole 4. New expansion or a new title. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it's been, when did they come out? Like 2010?
I don't Diablo think it's 3? That old. No, it's like 2013, I want to say.
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah, that's 4 years, bro. That's a long time.
There's been no
yeah.
expansion.
Two Olympics could have happened.
Nothing else has happened other than just like little free updates and the Rise of Iron. The Rise of Iron.
Here's a question that maybe neither of you know because it's sort of deep in the lore of Diablo, but what are the odds that Diablo 4 replaces the A with the number 4?
I hope so.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's still alive.
Diablo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the devil. He never die.
He never die. Well, I was going to say, the entire thing for 3, you go up and you capture him and all of his brothers, and I can't even go on.
I'm sorry. No, no man.
I'm going to make a t-shirt of that. The devil, he never die.
No, so literally the entire storyline of Diablo 3. Oh, I'm sorry. They did have an expansion. It was Reaper of Souls.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
The fucking whole box that I bought.
Your entire Diablo 3 career, you capture the primevals pretty much in the Soulstone. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of Reaper of Souls, Malthael breaks the Soulstone and he just lets them all back out.
Well, even in like the prequel to Diablo 3, fucking Imperius is like, I'm gonna kill him, and he's like, no, if you kill him, he's gonna come back. And Diablo's like, fucking do it, and he does it, and then he comes back.
Yeah, that was like way before the games, though. Yeah,
was it before the games, or was it before 3?
No, it was way before the games. That's what started the whole. Gotcha. That's what started the whole like series.
Imperius is a dick.
Yeah, he can get up.
He's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, I would say he's still my favorite out of all the angels.
I like Malthael before he became Death.
I like Icarus.
He's cool.
He was a cherubic little boy.
But that's about it.
Wings were made of candles. That was it?
It was very fun.
Did you do anything with your counselor points or whatever on Friday the 13th?
Yeah, I spent a lot of, I don't know, I pretty much spent all the points on getting rolls and perks.
Yeah.
And none of them were any good.
So let's talk about the awful parts of Friday the 13th. Everyone knows it's buggy and it's glitchy, but it's still fun. But the parts that are fucked up are, you have to be like level 26 to get a new skirt for a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just cosmetic. That's fucking stupid.
Jason's force grabs.
Yeah.
What?
He'll lunge at you while you're away. But if you're like, I don't know. It's the hitbox is weird. It's like
the buggy stuff is almost part of it.
Yeah. So like he'll go to lunge you on your screen. He's like not grabbing you, but all of a sudden he'll teleport in his hands.
Yeah.
So cool. It's like a force grab.
And then the other stuff is when you're a counselor, you can't buy perks. You buy a roll and you get a random perk. And if you get one you already have, since you can't stack them, you can sell it back.
Okay.
But just let me buy a fucking perk. And also, let's talk about those fucking trophies. They're ridiculous. You might reach them because you're an insane woman. But
it's like get 1,000 kills or kill 1,000 counselors or something
like
that.
It's so after like the first 10 achievements, it drops off to like the rarity is like 0.1% because no one's getting that.
Yeah,
because
it's just the number that they want you to get skyrockets.
Yeah, it's so insane. Hey, but you know, it's still pretty fun. Just put some shorts in those drawers. That's all I'm asking.
I think the first it's like scaled out. So it's like your first trophy is jump through 5 windows. All mm-hmm. right, your next one is jump through 25 windows. Then after that, it's jump through 10,000 windows.
Yeah, it's like insane.
Shit, why? Do they expect people to play that a lot?
They had a small team and they were probably like, guys, we can't spend any money thinking about trophies.
Put numbers on them.
Yeah, I honestly think that's what it was because like you can tell when you're playing a game with like how inventive it is. Like Uncharted, I think has they have the obvious one that's like, okay, kill 50 people with this gun, mm-hmm. now 100 people with this gun, and then with this different gun, explosions, that kind of stuff. But then they also have stuff that like you really have to explore, not just to find collectibles, but do a specific jump or do something more cinematic than planned or go back to a spot that you know you probably shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. Like that is kind of fun. But then there's stuff like Friday the 13th or
escape on the boat 100 times, call the police 100 times.
Yeah, like it's ridiculous.
1300 counselors.
And what's funny is even if you got all of those trophies, you still wouldn't have enough points to like buy enough skirts.
Nope.
Like it's so ridiculous. Fuck. It literally goes like, okay, you unlock a skirt or a pants or shoes or whatever at level five.
Yeah, level five, and then this one's at like 35.
Yeah, and then it's like 5,000. Like it's so absurd, so silly. But was that kind of it for you, buddy?
Yeah, that was it for me. I try to put all the counselors in their darkest clothes as possible.
Yeah.
Or something that matches with the background.
That's why I choose that.
I mean, it doesn't help, but you never know.
That's why I choose that rocker girl. She's also a really good mix of like stealth and...
repair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my big thing, because I had one of the girls that was really good with agility, but her repair was awful. And then you fuck up those mini games, and then everyone dies.
Yeah.
And people get mad at you.
I have one perk that I rolled where... when you, it's called heavy sleep or something.
Mm-hmm.
You sleep in a camp, and so there's like a 50% chance that Jason won't see you when he uses a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I use that, and I have another perk that I rolled called Lone Wolf, whereas when you're alone, every time Jason uses his sense, it decreases the chance of him seeing you.
Mm.
And so I, you know, one match I tried it. Someone came back as Tommy Jarvis, and he ran over directly to where I was.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, it's just me and you. Let's try to get out of here. And I was like, dude, get the fuck away from me. I'm trying to test this perk. And just like, I heard the music and I was like, God, fucking damn it. I hate this game.
The, the best, well, one of the better ones is telepathy. Have you gotten that yet?
No.
So telepathy basically allows you to, talk to people without a radio. So if you have a radio and I have telepathy, then I can talk to you.
I feel like you're bullshitting.
No, this is a real thing.
Like, can you talk to them? Like, what if they both had telepathy? Can you talk to each
other
with that? Okay.
Yeah, so the way it works now is, like, if me and Justin are on opposite sides of the map, but we both get a walkie-talkie,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like after an update, they added way more walkie-talkies, because it felt like there used to be two when it started, mm-hmm. and now, like, everyone ends up with one.
Yeah, it's like, I've... specifically myself came across five before.
Yeah, like it's so crazy. But yeah, so it'd be like me and Justin can talk to each other, and it actually is really cool. You get that feeling of like, oh shit, Justin, where are you? I need to find you, and we can team up and we can escape on the boat or in the car. But with telepathy, you can communicate with anyone with a radio or anyone that has telepathy. So it's kind of fun.
So I wanted to ask this. Do you guys ever run into like anybody role-playing the counselors?
Like sexy role-playing or just regular role-playing?
Regular role-playing, like game role-playing, I guess.
No, most of my gameplay has been with Justin and his weird crew of misfits.
Yeah. Also, you guys, like, you never random match?
I do occasionally, but usually it's just you want to mute them because they're usually just terrible people.
Oh, yeah.
They're
I was going to say, in my experience, whenever I played open lobby, no one's talking.
Yeah, you either get one guy talking... no one talking or everyone not shutting the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's kind of
where
it.
You get someone who's playing Jason's like,
I love that. Honestly,
that's fucking terrifying.
The first game I ever connected to after like 45 minutes of trying was that girl who was just like, hey Scott. And I was shit. This
How
is crazy.
She know my name?
Yeah. And then I remembered, oh, it's in my thing, that I made when I was 16 and it's kind of embarrassing now, but I use it on everything. So, all right. So Jose, anything cool happened with you? No, I didn't think so. No, what's up with you? What happened with you?
Other than like the thing we might be talking about here in a minute,
Dark Souls 2,
the wet socks that you have,
the wet socks, the squeaky shoes, you know,
guys, let's talk about it. I would rather someone stab me than have wet shirts on my body.
Wet shirts or
wet shirts
socks?
Or wet clothes?
Pants are a little more bearable. But
yeah.
But a wet shirt, it will chafe you, it will get you wet, and it will not be good.
I'm fine with a wet shirt, but I can't stand wet socks.
Let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
Camisa mojada, No bueno.
No bueno.
I'm gonna say no para mí.
Yeah, I should have. Anyway, yeah. So did you do nothing else besides the big reveal?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, okay. I've contemplated buying certain games, and I'm just like, yeah, I could do that. Like, I've been looking at footage for Sonic Mania, and I'm like, I think I like Sonic, right?
No, you don't.
Oh man, the music's really good in Sonic. I think I can play a game just because of that, right? Right?
Yeah, you could.
Okay, so then I can probably just buy a full... How much is Sonic Mania? Like, $60?
Probably.
Me and Justin talk at the same time now, and we don't even care.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably like $60.
Good job. So if you want to, why don't we just go straight to the reveal? And yeah. Justin, you can ask any questions.
So you didn't get around to finishing Dark Souls 2?
No, I put that on a hold because I think I almost started to burn myself out.
Okay, enough of you. Scott, what did you do this week?
Shit.
Nothing? Okay. Big reveal?
Yeah. Let's say it at the same time.
Well, both of you can say it.
You ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Me and Jose had sex.
What was he going to say? What were you going to say, Jose?
Something about an iguana. You got a pet iguana?
I got a colonic.
Oh, okay.
From your pet iguana.
From your pet iguana, yeah. Marco is his name.
Okay, now let's really say it.
All
right. I got a colonic.
Bought a together.
Yeah, we both bought Switches.
Out of pure impulse buy.
Yeah, I told Jose, I said, hey, guy, I got connections. I can get you a Switch, because he said he wanted one, and his boy's been talking about a Switch. He's been constantly batting me down, being like, Scott, it's not as bad as you're saying. And then I said, fine, as soon as I get back from vacation, I'm going to call up, get to one of my connections, I'm going to get you one. So I called a Best Buy, and people should know, if they don't already, we live in Indianapolis, Indiana, where honestly a lot of people are poor, and like you can't afford luxuries like that, you know. So I called one Best Buy and I said, "Hey, you guys got Switches in stock?" And the guy goes, "Oh yeah," and I was like, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah, for sure," and I was like, "All right, cool." Yeah. And then I told Jose, and he was like, "All right, let's go,"
which was I don't know, man. Convince me. Let's go get a Switch.
Yeah. He goes, will you talk me into it? I said, Jose, I'm going to pick you up.
Easy to convince.
I mean, why wouldn't you be? But yeah, and it was crazy. We go there. We got
that's supposed to be.
We got the last two copies of Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And we got two out of like seven of their Switches. Yeah. They had a decent amount of Switches.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah, but they did say they just got them in too, which doesn't surprise me.
Which Best Buy was this?
Brickyard?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the one that it's called. But during the drive there, we were like, they're not going to have them.
Yeah.
Already gone.
I was for sure that guy was thinking, oh, new 2DSs? Yeah, we have those.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about like a Wii U or something.
And Xbox One S?
You got any switchboards?
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, you guys got like HDMI switches, right? You're like, so as we, the closer we got, the more and more I was sure they didn't have
any. Yeah.
And then Jose said, well, we're going to go in there. They're not going to have any. And then it's going to rain on us when we get out. And we go in there and they had it. And then it rained on us when we got out.
Yeah.
But so we picked up the red and blue Switch, which was my preference.
Yep.
I know Jose wants to eventually get the Splatoon Joy-Con.
Either that or the yellow ones.
I thought those were the Splatoon ones.
No, Splatoon ones are the green and pink one.
What are the yellow ones then?
They're just yellow.
They sell them yellow.
I really like having mismatching ones.
Yeah.
And the colors are really good. The colors are very vibrant, and they're good blues and reds.
The red looks really nice.
I like the orange that they showed when they very first showed off the Switch. It was orange and blue.
I honestly don't remember.
Unless that's my eyesight.
It's red and blue. It's always been red and blue. They've never shown an orange one.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. It's the red and blue, but like it's like a neon red that almost looks pink and orange.
What color is your shirt currently?
Red.
Wrong. It's purple.
Yeah. All right.
You've been wearing a purple shirt my eyes time.
Then. Purple.
Nice red shoes though.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. You do look like you're a track star that's retired.
I'm a blood.
Oh
shit!
I'm gonna. Do I bleep that out?
No, we're in.
You're gonna get murdered.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, let's just say it. I'm a Latin disciple. Jose.
We're on Pride.
Oh, what?
That's a gang.
Is it really?
Yeah, in prison, yeah.
Oh, and they all have the BP tattoo.
I think so.
Like the gas station.
Well, no, it's literally the BP tattoo. Yeah, they created BP.
No, they did. Yeah. They own the gas station.
Yeah.
And their only goal is to kill like penguins and shit and seagulls. That's all they want to do. Okay, so yeah, we went and got our Switches. We took it home. And then I didn't open the box for 3 days, and I left it on the table, and I said, I hope no one breaks into my house. And then every day I came in, I was like, eventually I'm going to have time to open you. But what about you, Jose? What was your experience after getting it?
I immediately got home and set it up, and then I opened a few boxes of Amiibos.
Yeah, which you posted on Instagram. People should check that out.
Yeah.
A few?
It is.
Because there is a lot.
How many were there?
45.
Yeah. So, I was thinking,
not 40, because I still haven't gotten the other five.
I did quick math in my head, and then I shit my pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About how much money that is?
To be fair, I got a lot of them on sale.
I'm sure.
That's pretty cool.
And the other thing is, it's still
a shit ton of money.
But here's the thing, though.
And every box hurts.
And this is the important thing. It's your fucking money. Do what you want.
But
when I saw it, I said, that would have paid for the Switch.
Yeah. And probably more.
Yes. No, absolutely more. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially since I could sell a few for a good chunk of money.
Yeah. So I was like, oh man, if he never would have bought those, buying the Switch wouldn't even hurt him. And then I realized, oh he would have just spent on something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why not?
But like, I love those things.
So what did you do with the Amiibo?
Is
it Amiibos or Amiibo? How do you pluralize it?
Amiibos.
Okay.
Yeah. You can use them in Breath of the Wild.
Okay. But isn't there a way to just like kind of add them to the Switch?
There is a thing where you can just do the NFC. You could trick it with an NFC thing.
I know about that. I felt like there was a way to like add it to like your profile in a way.
I thought there was like an Amiibo library.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because if you go into your profile settings, it says add Amiibo, but it could be something else.
I think it means like how in Smash Bros. You can add your own Amiibo.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not too sure. I haven't tried it out.
Yeah. But anyway, continue.
Well, what do you think about the Switch so far? Like, as soon as like you tried it out.
Okay, so we're gonna get into
Let's get into that, and then if you want we can talk about Breath of the Wild.
So are we talking about hardware first then?
Yeah,
okay, so I have not, the only thing I took out was the Switch, the two Joy-Con, mm-hmm. and the charger.
And you didn't even play any games, you just hooked it up and everything
the first day. Yes. Okay. I haven't taken the dock out of the box or out of the plastic or anything. I haven't taken the straps out or anything, so just those things, not even the actual controller. And the first thing I did is said, how the fuck did people put these on backwards?
I don't think it was that. I think the problem was the straps, which also, how the fuck did they put the stuff on backwards?
Like a ton of people did put on, like people were doing streams and they put it on backwards. And
like on the Switch?
Yeah, like on the Switch. Yeah, so they would put the right one on the left side, mm-hmm. upside down.
I would just look at the box because they're on the right way.
Or like it's pretty simple with the way the controller's laid out. So I would assume it's just people in haste to like, oh, I want to play, they do it. But then the thing that sucks is, sorry to kind of cut you off.
I haven't said anything.
The Joy-Con, the track on them is plastic, whereas the track on the Switch is metal. Mm-hmm. So if you put those in backwards, or I imagine if you take them in and out a lot, that's going to wear out.
So,
and they're going to get floppy on there.
Do you like the way it feels when you pop them in?
Do they feel good in your hand?
So the thing that Jose is talking about is you push them down and you're like, oh, this isn't feeling how I want it to. And then it goes, and then I go, that felt good.
And it feels like, oh, yes.
It's a snug, secure fit.
It's not flimsy for me, at least.
Yeah, no, mine isn't flimsy at all. I was very surprised. We were both worried about possible dead pixels, or at least I was. I was very happy when I turned mine on.
So no one opened the box and like your Wii was, or your Switch was screaming as you were pulling it out.
No,
that didn't happen. Okay.
Luckily not. They clicked on there. It was real firm, which I liked. I have a little bit of trouble with the Joy-Con because my fingers are long.
So I don't think that's the problem because my fingers aren't that long either.
Uh-huh.
And what do you mean by the Joy-Con?
Maybe it's
like that or like flipped over like this.
Maybe it's the thinness of it because they're not too thick. They're pretty thin.
Just on the like any other controller that I use, mm-hmm. even if we go back to like I use the Pro controller with the Wii U whenever I did play that,
mm-hmm.
is I can have I know where I put my hands. I know where I put my hands on the DS4 for the PS4 and it feels good. On the Switch, depending on where I want to be, I have to adjust my grip because my hands are a little too big.
Are you using the Joy-Con just as is, or are you using the little Pro controller thingy that comes
with it? I'm just using the Joy-Con on the Switch itself.
Okay.
And if I want to use the triggers, then I am in a different position than if I know I'm mainly going to be hitting like A and B.
Right.
And just my thumbs especially are a little longer. Mm-hmm. So it's a little uncomfortable, honestly.
So I don't have a problem with any of that. But when you flip it to like to the side to play two player, like we played Snipper Clips,
mm-hmm.
and that joystick, at least on the red one, is too fucking close to the buttons, and it's uncomfortable.
But aren't they the same? Isn't that the whole idea with the design of them?
I didn't try the blue one. I just tried the red one. It might be, but like they were way too fucking close.
That's the reason they did a sort of disconnected D-pad, if people don't know, is it is four separate buttons, just like A, B, X, Y. I think it is perfectly symmetrical, like mirrored.
It bugs me.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
That it's a separate D-pad, I mean.
Oh, like, it kind of, we were just talking about it last week, I think. It reminds me of the C buttons, the camera buttons.
On the 64?
On the 64. But they feel a lot better. They feel more tactile. They have a good click to them and everything. And then the screen, it's an LCD screen, which I know why they didn't do LED, which was to save money, but they also have that cheap, flimsy dock and everything, so I don't
like that dock. I feel so... Every time I pull it out of the thing, I look around to see if it's warped, because I'm like super paranoid about it.
Well, anybody who gets one, I say buy that Nyko dock. Have you seen that? Like, you literally just pop it on. It doesn't cover the screen or anything. Like, it's real good. I'm probably going to end up investing in that.
Same here.
I was kind of worried because... Me and Jose both got the like first Vitas, basically, that have an OLED screen on them, and it's fucking beautiful.
Fucking great.
Yeah, it looks amazing. And then they eventually switched to LCD screens when they got thinner and smaller to save money, and the blues were kind of green, and just the colors were off, and it didn't look as clear. So I was worried going into an LCD screen. And then I turned it on, and it is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful screen.
So, like, when you're holding it in your hands, like, is it... crystal clear, like, is the resolution and the clarity, like, there for you?
It absolutely is. For me, at least.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing like the Wii U gamepad where you have three layers of plastic before you get to the actual screen or anything.
So what brightness did you have it on, docked, I mean?
A little over halfway. Okay.
So I had it all the way up.
Yeah.
It fucking looks great.
Yeah.
Especially Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild looks really good.
I always make a decision of how much brightness versus how much battery life I want to have, and then I make that compromise.
Oh, no. For me, it's just going to be all the way down. I play in dark rooms. That's why I have fucked up eyesight now.
Yeah, exactly. There are also reasons. The whole, like, Visine that you replace with Tabasco and its whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of it for the actual hardware. The screen looks really good. I have not touched the screen. The screen was immaculate, and I said, if anyone gets finger oil on this, I'm going to kill them.
Did you leave the plastic on it?
There's no plastic on it.
So, it also didn't come with an SD card.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just came with the fucking internal storage.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, now I got to go buy a fucking SD card.
But if it came with an SD card, then you'd have to replace that SD card.
Why is that?
Well, you're...
Because it wouldn't be big enough.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, so...
Either way, I had to buy it.
Well,
since they came out.
No, what I'm saying is, like, if it... Because, so I thought the 32 gigs, which is actually 26 on the console,
right.
was on a micro SD card. Mm-hmm. And then when I realized it was on the internal memory, I was like, oh, that's amazing.
Well, I thought they were going to do, like, what the Vita did, where it's like, here's a fucking, what, like a 2 gig SD card, and then the internal storage is 560 megs or something.
Yeah. But instead, they were cooler about it, which is they give you 32 gigs of internal. Because if they gave you 32,
they just gave us the Wii U's memory.
Yeah, if they gave you the 32 gigs on the micro SD, then you got to replace that. Mm-hmm. Whereas now you just add to it.
Yeah,
so that's actually pretty rad of them.
Did you lick the cartridge?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I did.
Okay, it was bad.
No.
Okay.
Well, it was bad, but a baby will still eat that.
And you still swallowed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to go to the doctor.
You had to pass that in order to play. Yeah. So did I get pretty much everything about the hardware? What about you? And Justin, feel free to jump in with any weird questions.
So
once you guys
I guess, at least for the hardware, like the only complaint that I had an NFC reading problem at first.
Yeah.
So when I started playing Breath of the Wild, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try out the Amiibo stuff. And I didn't know where to scan the Amiibos on that thing.
Yeah.
I looked it up and it's the
Joy-Con.
The Joy-Con.
Yeah.
The joystick on the Joy-Con.
Yeah.
And so I kept tapping it. Didn't work. I looked everywhere and they were like, yeah, just restart your game and then also restart that Joy-Con. I was like, okay, fuck it. And then it fixed it. But I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, I thought I had a defective Joy-Con right off the bat.
Well, did you...
Were you freaking out?
Yeah.
When you took it out, did you update it immediately?
Yes.
Because the thing that they do is if you go into your settings, which I do because I have OCD, especially with new technology, is they have a section that says update Switch, and a section that says update Joy-Con.
Oh,
so okay. And typically, like, at least out of the box, when you just tell it to update, it does both. Okay. But they are separate settings, so it may not have done that for you.
I did do the update, but I didn't know about the Joy-Con updates.
Yeah, so it may not have done that portion for you. Especially, did you start with them on the dock? Because I think that's why mine updated.
So I played it on the TV.
Yeah. So I think that's why. I think they didn't get updated, whereas mine were attached to the dock, so I think it picked it up automatically.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's a really interesting setting, and I was kind of happy about that because of the connection issues and all that.
Other than that, I mean, I can't really say. Like, do you want to talk about, like, the Switch firmware, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty basic.
It's bare bones as fuck.
And I don't imagine it
being, like, super crazy.
Well, like, since they don't have anything, like, set up for it, so it's just literally game.
It's literally just a blank screen. And, like, the you can probably fit, like, two sort of screenshots for your games, like, in one space. Mm-hmm. And then you scroll over. And you can't make them any smaller or bigger or anything like you can on the 3DS or the Wii U. And so it is pretty bare bones, and I don't mind it, honestly.
Yeah, I think they say that, like, the add-on stuff is coming out later in the year.
Yeah, so they're going to be rolling out their Switch Online, as well as, I'm assuming eventually they're going to want to do Netflix and stuff. They said at launch it wasn't going to have it, but they're not ruling it out, obviously.
I'm saying October.
Did I see the presentation on the Switch that you can change the grid? Like, kind of like a Wii U kind of thing?
I don't think so, because I went...
Did I just dream that?
I went through all of the settings, and I did not see that. That would have been one of the things I would have noticed, I think.
Yeah.
Because, I went through everything, because that's what I do whenever I get something new.
I have a question for you. Have you seen my profile on the game, on the Switch?
No.
Okay, so I went up to yours, and it said that you had your Wii linked to it.
Yes.
And then I apparently have that and my 3DS linked to it, but I don't see it on my profile. I was wondering if you could see it on mine.
Oh, see that...
I have my Wii U and my 3DS linked.
All I saw when I went to your profile is it says that we met on the Wii U.
Okay.
That's what it tells me. Okay. But I don't know. Because
that's the same thing with a few of my friends. They're like, I met them on the 3DS or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, I thought it was cool that even though their friend code system is still fucking stupid and horrendous. But
like, do you still use Mii's for the Switch?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. When you start it up, it tells you to choose an avatar. I made a Mii that's doing like laying on the ground.
It's kind of hidden.
Sexy pose.
Yeah.
Because you could either do that, you can do the Mii, or you can just pick one of their pictures that they have there. And it's kind of hidden. Like, I don't know. I didn't see much about the Mii's
around there. Again, that's something that I delved into. It's just like...
I made my Mii and everything. Oh, okay. It's just like... It's not like, bam, right there. Like, hey, make a Mii. Like, no.
It's not like, hey, you remember Wii's and Mii's? They're obviously trying to move away from that.
Yeah, it's kind of like a leftovers thing.
Yeah, like, but they're like, we still got to have avatars, though. Because that's what we did, you know?
Yeah, that's your identification.
Yeah, so I did that and then sort of got started. I'm trying to think if there was any other, like, hardware stuff with it. It feels really good in my hands.
It feels great.
It feels, like, I was really worried about those floppy Joy-Con because... Mm-hmm. I returned two 3DSs when I first got mine
come out and it's like,
with the floppy screen. Yeah, so I was like, for sure it's gonna suck. Mm-hmm. And then I got it and I was like, okay, I need to be so gentle every time I take these off.
I thought it was gonna be super uncomfortable before I tried it with my friends, and then I tried it and I was like, oh, this is great. And now holding it, like, it feels great and it doesn't feel heavy.
So my biggest issue, speaking of having, like, I don't have big hands, but I have long fingers, ladies.
But I was about to say that.
But my biggest issue hardware wise is that the right analog stick is too low for my thumb. My thumbs are super long, so that's what I'm saying. If I'm going to be lower on the controller to do that right stick or higher to do the triggers, but I can't do both.
Have you
really
seen the pro controllers? You think that'll help? Like, that'll fix
probably
it.
But honestly, I'm pretty happy with the Joy-Con, more so than I thought I'd be.
I like them a lot.
Yeah, whereas the fact that you can put them on that thing to make it a controller, whereas the last option was the Wii U gamepad or the Pro Controller, I went, obviously, I'm going to do the Pro Controller. But it felt really good, and it just made me go, like, oh, this is what the Vita should have been.
Yeah.
And when we talk a little more, I think that we'll realize, I'll tell you why, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, so as of right now, all the pretty much shit that we gave Nintendo for, so you're kind of just, like, taken aback from it for just right now.
Sort of. What I told Jose is I'm looking forward to tearing them down from the inside.
Okay.
In the same way that I'm... I'm turning on PlayStation because they very much don't seem to care about their fans anymore because they're winning.
Right, right.
You know, and
just
and
I gonna have to take them like to get a hard blow.
Yeah, basically, which maybe the Switch will do. So like, there's the obvious dumb shit is, and Jose and I debated about this at length. I think maybe when it was just us two, it does.
I remember that
it does not have it doesn't have an internet browser of any type. Which when this is essentially a tablet,
it doesn't.
No, so
none of that's coming out until later.
The only time it does is when you're setting up like your account.
Yeah, because it took me to like the Nintendo Network.
And it
ID.
Looks really good as a browser, surprisingly. And I was like, okay, so they have something here, but they decided not to build just a browser.
Right.
Even though it is very much a tablet. When you take it out, it just looks like a fucking Amazon Fire tablet or something.
So did you try the touchscreen, see how that works?
I'm not touching that screen ever.
Well, you're never touching it?
Okay. Never touching it.
So I'm excited to put the screen protector on because I want to try VOAs to see how responsive it is, to see how, like, because for a rhythm game that's like a big thing. I know there's some weird like lag problems on the phones,
or oh,
it might just be my phone.
It probably is,
but it's like no, like it's not a lag problem, it's just sometimes the notes don't feel like they match up with the beats of the music. So I'm like, well, maybe the Switch version, which I think is the superior version at this point, just because it gives you all the songs right off the bat. I'm going to test that out.
Yeah.
And also I want
to
play it.
So like, but to kind of list off the dumb stuff, didn't launch with an online service. Mm-hmm. That's a huge issue. Doesn't have any sort of apps on that. I could see taking that with me, especially with the ability to have that kickstand, which one of the things, kickstand fucking sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
That thing will snap off in a heartbeat.
You guys are answering my questions, but that's fine.
You say we are or we aren't?
We are.
Yeah.
Okay. So the kickstand fucking sucks. But I could see if you have that option to put that on, like, why wouldn't you put that on?
Yeah, because it's only on one side, right? It's
Not
in the middle.
But why wouldn't you put that on your nightstand and say, oh, I'll watch Netflix on this?
Yeah.
Especially when the screen does look pretty good.
And also, like, the fact that, like, if it had a fucking internet browser, you got yourself a nice ass tablet that can play like AAA Nintendo games.
Exactly.
Which is bitching.
The friend codes are still so fucking stupid. They need to fix that.
There's no reason.
They're
a little better just because, like, oh, you've met these people before.
That's the only good part.
But, like, other than that, like, you still have to type in a full fucking friend code.
It's like 12 digits. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
And don't they
ridiculous.
Expire? After so long?
No, you can choose to change yours every month if you want.
I was wondering, do you think they can, like, do some sort of, like, update to where they can just patch out the friend codes and then just add?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's still kind of an option if they...
Yeah, it's just the problem is they've never really had an online service. Ever.
Yeah.
So the idea of being like, oh, you can search by your gamer tag, but most people don't even have a gamer tag.
Well, do you remember GameSpy?
Yes.
They ran the services for the original Wii online stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. So that's why I was like, you're right. They never had an online service to themselves.
Yeah. As far as the Joy-Con go, the idea of using it sideways, if you're like a grown adult with larger hands, like that's, like Jose was saying, it's not extremely comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The shoulder buttons on each individual Joy-Con are way too recessed into that track. So they made these obvious concessions to make it work how they want it to, like three ways to play, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
For me, there's only ever going to be two ways pretty much.
Right.
Either docked or just holding it like a Vita or 3DS.
Okay. So what if you're playing it, let's just say you take the Joy-Cons out and it's still
Joy-Con
docked, or the Joy-Con, you take the Joy-Con out and it's still docked. You can play it like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I was thinking about this on the way here. I was like, oh, you would. You know, when you're playing a game, like you're holding the controller, but now that they're Joy-Cons, I imagine you can just like slouch back and play.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
That's one of the draws.
So weird to me.
Well, no, I was the piece of shit that like put it on the kickstand to see how the kickstand worked. Crossed my arms and I just played Zelda for 30 minutes.
I'm so used to playing a game like this.
Yeah.
Which is just like sitting that I would be like the guy from South Park or whatever who was playing WoW, just like slouched back and with my arms all the way down and whatnot playing.
Well, right.
I was thinking about how like sometimes my, like if I'm playing a game or watching a movie, like my girlfriend will fall asleep and then I'm doing that awkward thing where I'm trying to hold a controller, like my arms are like at an angle to not knock into her, and I was like, oh cool, now I can like cuddle around and still use both, you know.
I like that a lot. That's pretty cool.
So that's fun. The no online service at all in any way. The voice chat thing is still fucking stupid. The app is fucking stupid. As being the main...
Wait, the app's out already?
Well, I'm saying being the way that you party in lobby, because it's not like we talked about the PlayStation app that allows you to do a couple of things. But
yeah, like there's no point in having that once considering there's like way better things, like, you know, what's that called? The one that everybody uses, the app?
Discord?
Discord, yeah. Like you can use that. And
so
the fact
that you use an app for that is ludicrous, and I'm hoping they're able to patch that out to where I can just plug a fucking headphone in with a mic like I can. Like my DS4, you just plug any headphones with a mic on it and then it works, you know? They need to patch that out. And the fact is, like, if you go, and Jose is a little different than me because I don't know if I have more discerning tastes or just different tastes or whatever, but if I look at their what they have to offer now in terms of their library, it's not amazing.
Right.
And it's not going to be amazing for a long time. But, and we'll get into this in a second, playing Breath of the Wild, I was like, oh yeah, each of these pieces, Breath of the Wild, Metroid Prime 4, Mario Odyssey, any other shit that kind of falls in between that, is going to be the reason to keep having the Switch. Like, but I mean, anything, any other questions
for me? Do you guys see yourself getting the, like, I guess, expansions or, like, battery packs for the Joy-Cons? Because you said that your fingers are too long. I imagine that would give it, you know, some width. Because I don't imagine the Joy-Cons are pretty, like, bulky like the controllers or anything.
Yeah, they're certainly not. I was checking out one that's on Kickstarter right now that supposedly gives you up to 10 hours of battery life combined with the current battery. And it was a little bulky. And the thing with the Switch is it is kind of heavy.
Right.
For being a portable device, it feels kind of heavy. And I don't like the idea that I can accidentally hit those latch buttons and it could slide out.
I've never had an issue with that. If anything, I'm having trouble taking them out.
I don't think I will, but they slide down, right? So if you hit those buttons and the weight of it could probably make it fall if you really want it to. So that's kind of weird. So I think, although battery life would be good, and if you're traveling a lot, that's cool, but then it adds more weight to it, which kind of takes away the fun. But if you're using a kickstand or something, then yeah, why not? But I'll still stick to this. The price for the accessories is fucking ludicrous.
Yeah, that's really dumb. Like, I didn't realize that it was $90 for that dock.
Yeah, and like that's why. Like,
and it's a shitty dock.
One of me and Jose's arguments when we were first talking about the Switch is I was talking about how just crazy expensive things were, and he was like, "It's not that bad." Yeah, and then
I saw the dock, and I was like,
"Yeah, yeah." I think the neon yellow Joy-Con is like $90.
Are they? I thought they were like 60.
No, we thought they were 60.
They're like 80. But the thing is, we were talking about it. It was a thing. Oh, no. Oh, so the dock. So I don't know if you know this, but on like Amazon and eBay and stuff, people sell a small dock. Uh-huh. Have you seen that at all?
The little tiny one that kind of looks like an iPod.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it looks like a tiny iPod dock. And what they tell you to do is you buy this thing and then you transfer the chip from the giant iPod, the giant Switch dock into that smaller one. Because the microchip or whatever in the Switch dock is only like 3 inches by 3 inches, but the dock is as wide as the Switch, obviously.
And how easy is it that to install?
Extremely easy. I looked up a tutorial. There's really
no soldering or anything.
No soldering. A tiny screwdriver.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So that's
$25 too, right?
I saw one for like 15. Okay, so
yeah. Fuck.
Of you have the Pro controller?
No.
No.
No, so you just have the controller. I guess, is it a controller or just like a dock?
Like a little grip dock.
It's a cradle.
Cradle.
That's what they call it.
I've seen someone who literally like cut it in half and then glued like the little handle parts to his Joy-Cons so he can hold his Switch better.
Yeah, that's really stupid. I've also seen that. The one of the things that bugged me is I was under the impression when it first came out that the cradle was a charging cradle, and then they were like, oh no, it's just a shitty hunk of plastic.
Shitty hunk of plastic, and also if you want the one that charges, you have to buy it separately.
Yeah, and it's $30 for a less shitty hunk of plastic.
With that said, though, I like the way it feels on my hand.
Yeah, I have not even held it like that, so I have no clue.
It feels good, at least for me, but I don't know if like since you have like the longer fingers.
Yeah, ladies.
The only problem that I had is that the Joy-Cons, like when you use the Joy-Con
individually.
That they're too close. The joystick and the buttons are too close for me, and so like my thumbs kind of touch each other sometimes.
And that's one of those concessions I was talking about where they really did have to make compromises around the bin. And say anything you have to say about the hardware, because I'm going to kind of sum it up when you're done.
This controller problem can also be solved that the 8-bit DOS controllers work on it. and they're Bluetooth, so
yeah,
they work. And they're, apparently they're like the best one to have for it, apparently.
I thought the Switch didn't have Bluetooth.
Apparently it does.
It has sort of Bluetooth connectivity.
Yeah, like you can connect those Bluetooth controllers, and they're pretty damn good looking, and they work as well. Also, again, like how Scott said, there's already games for me that I want for it, so I'm set.
You're so smug.
Well, I mean, like, I don't feel bad.
Jose, like, I like the nindies. I like indie games and stuff, but Jose, I would say 100% is more likely to get games that are available on mobile that I wouldn't, you know what I mean?
Well, no, there's also that, and they just, like, released a butt ton of Neo Geo games that I want to play. Like, Metal Slug 2, I'm not going to bother with that, but, like, they have, like, a lot of the King of Fighters game, then the Arms is out and stuff like that.
And I'm extremely excited about the online service and the whatever that game library service is going to be. That's going to be super interesting.
With that said, though, like, with you talking about the nindies, I think this is probably the best console to have indie games on, just because I can play them on the go.
I have a quick question about multiplayer on the Switch.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they're advertising it, so they showed four players, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, when they showed it, they showed four Switches with four screens on it. So if you guys are wanting, like if me and you are wanting to play Mario Kart or something, we can use your same Switch, like I guess dock or whatever.
Yeah.
So when they were showing the four people with four Switches, what was that about?
I think there's like a system link thing, right?
Yeah, so you can do it in kind of in the same way of that sort of game link thing, where if on the DS Jose had Mario Kart, but I didn't, we could play together.
Yeah.
I think you all still need to have the game with this, so don't get that twisted.
Yeah,
but
you need the game for
but
it.
You basically have the option. With most games, you can only do two players on one screen, so your option is two players on one screen or one on one screen.
At least with Mario Kart is four.
Okay.
Can
so,
you do four?
Yeah, I think so they could have avoided, instead of putting like the split screen on all four of the Switches, they could have just made it so like everyone's playing on their own Switch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because that was really confusing.
If me
No, go ahead. Go for it.
Yours is
what
we're about.
No, so you were talking about all four Switches had four screens on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are four people playing.
I think that's just one, either a weird marketing thing, or two, a setting that you can change if you don't want to see other people's. But I think that's sort of so you get the feel of playing together like you did when you're playing the N64.
Yeah.
Just don't look at my screen, bro.
Yeah, stop screen peeking.
I mean, I think you're all going to have problem like looking at the game if it's if it's divided into four screens on that small Switch, and
it's
like, oh,
it's only like a 7-inch screen.
Yeah,
so
it's like, we do math.
So what were you gonna say?
Totally,
or is that
forgot.
Pretty much it?
I forgot.
So anything else about the hardware?
No.
Because the way I feel about it basically is like, if you break it down kind of like how we just did, it sounds kind of fucking stupid.
Yeah,
and it sounds shitty, and the controllers don't make sense. And then you put it all together and you go, this is pretty fucking rad.
Feels good.
This feels pretty good. And especially, it was especially surprising to me because I don't know necessarily, like the worst thing I said in terms of like the design of the console was, it's not for me. I'm not a person that takes it out with me.
Your hands are too big.
And my hands are too big. No, but I mean
in
past episodes, I don't think I ever was like shitting on it too much, besides it being cheap plastic dock and saying I'm not one to play portable games, basically. And that still kind of stands. So the design was surprisingly good, aside from obvious flaws. And that kind of that pretty much impressed me. And like I said, I'm still going to constantly critique this device.
Right.
But it's like, I don't feel like, literally and figuratively, you can break down the Switch more than you can the Xbox One hardware or the PS4 hardware. Just because there's so many moving pieces that stuff is bound to get fucked up, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jose, I've talked a lot. Why don't you tell us about Breath of the Wild? Which is that the only game you've played on
so
it so far?
I played Snipperclips on it, the demo for Snipperclips, because I wanted to try out how the multiplayer works on that.
Yeah.
It works great. That's a fun-ass fucking game.
Right.
It's frustrating when you play it with your girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I downloaded Puyo Puyo Tetris, which I was super stoked about.
Yeah.
And I'll play that when I get home.
So. Okay.
But Breath of the Wild,
yeah,
Jesus,
yeah,
it's.
I want to hear it. Tell me about it, guys.
So, do you have any questions before I start?
Well, I was just gonna ask, what games have you guys played with it? Since I know you guys just pretty much received them this week.
Well, yeah. I played Breath of the Wild. Did you play any?
Yes.
Okay. How much are we talking?
4 hours.
Okay.
Say how many you put in?
Around six.
Okay.
That's still
missing the one.
But the thing is, you did open yours maybe 2 to 3 days before I even took mine out.
And also, 2 of those hours was me restarting the game over and over again. So I for can what? Get the amiibo things that I want.
Oh, okay.
Still haven't gotten them.
Okay.
So
are,
like,
are you opening the chests? Is that what you're doing with them?
Yes. So you put up an, you use an amiibo, and then a chest drops from the sky, and then you open it, and you have a chance for it to be
a bunch of fish.
Yeah. So the Wind Waker amiibo, the Wind Waker amiibo, you put it on there, a chest drops down, and then a bunch of fish drops down. So you just take all those fish as ingredients.
Okay.
And then you can open that chest will have a rare item or something. I'll get to the whole amiibo.
Do the amiibos come with, like, exclusive items?
They do, and that's why I kept safe scumming it, I guess.
Okay, I was going to say, amiibos are one-time use only?
Once a day.
Yeah, once a day. Yeah.
And so what you were doing was you're using it, not saving it, and reloading it.
So I only... Yeah.
Okay.
I gotcha. Opened the Zelda amiibos because those are the ones that I actually really wanted. Because all the other ones just give you, like, ingredients, they give you food.
One of them gives you a horse.
Yes, so the Twilight Prince, the Smash Bros. Link, or Adult Link, gives you Epona. But you also have a chance of dropping his hat or his tunic. And those are, like, the super rare drops. So far, nothing. I haven't gotten those yet.
Yeah.
The Sheik one gives you her cowl or mushrooms and swords and stuff, like the weird, like, ninja swords and stuff. Zelda gives you her bow. The light bow, but has yet to drop as well. The one I've been really wanting to get was Ganondorf's, because you get the Sword of Six Sages, and it's a super powerful sword that you get, like a two-handed sword.
Uh-huh.
Still haven't dropped it.
He's trying to one-shot everything.
So here's where me and Jose differ. What I did is I turned it on and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Oh, no, hold on.
And you turned it into a math problem.
Well, no, I didn't, because like, it was 2 hours of me doing that, but you have to get like an hour and a half into that game before you can even actually use the amiibos.
Okay,
so I did
gotcha.
That, and I did that for a while, and I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to take what I get from these amiibos and play around. I have done two of the main quests, and then I kind of just fucked off and did other shit, and I've just been finding shrines. Those shrines are extremely easy at first.
So in the beginning, an old man, they call him old man, mm-hmm. he tells you to get the four shrines before he gives you his paraglider.
He gives you, that paraglider is fucking great.
So you've done all four?
I've done all four, yes.
So how do I not die in the snow?
Don't go to that shrine. Oh, no, wait. I went to that shrine.
Get warmer clothes,
so,
bro.
Yes, get warmer clothes. There is a...
I don't know where to get clothes.
You can go to his house, I believe, and he has a recipe where you can...
Oh, with the spicy pepper?
Yeah, and you can just take those. Or you can do what I did and just get a butt ton of apples and then just eat them on the way up
there.
Eat the
apples as you walk
up
the mountain.
I did that.
I was literally like finding... what are they called? Like I was finding those goblins at like a camp and like fighting them near their fire just mm-hmm. so I wouldn't die.
Yeah.
Because you get so cold that you start dying.
So the combat in that game is...
I forget that they added like survivability elements.
Yeah.
The combat in that game is kind of weird. Because the game itself, like, I'm getting, like, a big Witcher 3 vibe off of this. And then the combat, I'm getting kind of like a Dark Souls, like a light Dark Souls feel. Like, super
very light.
Yeah. Very light, yeah. Like, there's parrying. I'm upset there's no rolling, just because...
I'm so much used to rolling.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the first things I did was I switched the dash and the jump button.
Yes, because it's so fucking weird jumping with Y. I'm tired of that fucking Skyrim bullshit where
I fucking hate it because it's like, again, with my hands. I'm sorry to keep going back to my hands, guys.
My hands.
But with my hands, it's like if I want to hit B or want to hit X, I have to have my hands in different positions. Because if I'm down low to hit that right analog stick, then I can't hit the X.
You just have to wait for Switch XL to come out.
I know, I really do. It's going to be the size of a TV.
Or just like these giant Joy-Cons that come protrude off the
Joy-Con.
Side.
New Joy-Con. Nintendo Switch XL.
I still said Joy-Cons, by the way.
Holiday 2018. Yeah. I
don't
know.
So let's go back to like, so you tasted the cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
So were you like, did you laugh when you, what? Yeah, I know.
What?
Did you laugh when you opened the case?
Yeah,
because I sure did.
So I was expecting them to be small. First of all, they're a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be.
Give me my game manuals.
Yeah, I know, right?
But oh, yeah, nothing is in there, right? Just a big waste of plastic case.
I forgot what game recently came out that I bought physically that has a manual in it. I don't remember what it was, though. I think it might have been Ukulele. No, Ukulele doesn't have it.
Yeah, I remember being so stoked. I got Doom. And I took it out, and they had a sweet like book in there, and it talked all about seizures and like how you should take a break from playing. Mm-hmm. And it was mostly white and black, and it had different languages. It was really awesome.
At the end, did it give you a note section where you can put your own notes?
Yeah, no, it didn't.
I'll get back to you on it, but I think I have a game that has a full color manual.
Yeah, but yeah, so you open it up
and shit,
and you think you're kind of used to it from the Vita, and then I open it up, and it seemed like even more wasted space.
Yes, also because they're also bigger boxes, but also the game was not in the middle of the cartridge; it was all the way at the fucking bottom.
It's all the way at the bottom.
So I like looked at it and I went, "Oh," and then I looked back down; it's right there, and it tastes bad.
So it's literally like something like the size of my phone.
Way bigger.
And there's nothing there, only a game cartridge at the very bottom.
Yep. The only thing that would have been funnier is if it was in the corner.
Like half the size of a DVD case, you think?
Like three quarters.
Like DVD, not Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to say it. Well, but it's about the size of the Switch.
Okay.
Without the
Joy-Con.
Right there,
screen protector.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's about it. A little shorter than that box.
And I was about to show you where the fucking cartridge is, but it
doesn't
matter.
And we're on an audio format where people have already tuned out for us just raving about a Switch.
What were we talking about?
Go ahead.
I was going to ask if you were to get your Sword of Six Ages, and you were to use it, would it break on you? Every other item.
I think once like the higher level things don't break as fast. So I haven't been using the powerful items just because I'm like, oh, cool.
That's what I hear is everybody does that.
Yeah. So I didn't do that because I like the game. So like,
wait, you didn't do what?
He used the strong ones. He didn't.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I think that's how everyone plays. Like, I have like three really good weapons and I go, I'm going to use a stick.
Yeah. So I have one strong sword and it's a two-handed sword because I didn't have a strong, I didn't have a two-handed sword to begin with.
Yeah.
And I like using the two-handed sword, but even that's not too strong because it's only 15 damage.
Yeah.
Whereas like the Sword of Six Ages is like 65 or 85 or something like that. Either way, I caught a horse. Like I got Epona and I was like, I don't want this. I want to catch my own horse. So I didn't use that amiibo anymore.
He killed that horse.
I killed that horse. Yeah.
Stabbed it through the heart.
I tamed a horse. I think.
He kissed it, and it hung around with him.
Kissed the nay-nay.
So I kissed the horse. I tamed a horse, I think. There's a whistle button.
Yes.
Do they come to you?
You have to put them in your stable.
Okay, I haven't put it in the stable yet, so I don't have a horse yet.
I have a girl who's really nice to me.
Okay. I've just been riding horses in the wild, I guess.
I have not seen a horse, so I am...
They're pretty far off from the starting area.
Yeah, I imagine.
Have either of you guys came across the, I guess...
The Guardians?
No, they're not in yet, I don't think. But I could be wrong. I was going to say the tribute character to Robin Williams.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't even know if I knew for sure he was in that. Because I know he named his daughter after Zelda.
Yeah, so after he passed away, they put like a little guy in there who wanders around and is like a tribute to him.
Hmm.
And he looks just like him.
That's cool. I'll be happy to see that.
And I made it to, I think, the third town where one of the third main quests is. And I didn't even talk to the person that I need to talk to yet. Mm-hmm. Just because I got sidetracked because there's a shop. And they had armor in there, and I was like, fuck, I want this. So I ended up buying the armor from them.
Oh, I forget that this allows you to swap your Link's appearance.
Yeah. And does the armor break as well?
The armor does not break.
Okay, no. I like that.
There are repercussions to the armors, though.
In terms of agility, climbing will make you weaker.
Yeah, so I found the Climber's Bandana. It makes you climb faster, which is great.
Which I need.
Yeah. It's then there's, I got a full steel armor set, except the helmet, because I want something else. But, if you wear that during a thunderstorm or a lightning storm,
you're going to get shocked.
You're going to get shocked. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's pretty cool that it does that, but not right now because I sold all my clothes just to get that piece of armor. So that's all I have.
If you were to use a torch and just throw it in the grass, would it spread throughout the entire kingdom?
I don't know. I haven't tried that.
Yes. The answer is it will spread until it runs out of grass. And
awesome.
Cool. As soon as you start, and this isn't me yelling at you, so I don't know, I'm pointing at you like this, but as soon as you start and you talk to the old man, he tells you when you grab a torch, he was like, hey, if you take that into the grass while it's lit, it could light the grass on fire and then burn all the grass.
Awesome. I was kind of hoping you would say, don't throw the torch and then talk to the old man. Because once you talk to the old man, it starts a cutscene and the fire keeps going and then you both die.
Yeah. One of the fun things is like when I was just kind of getting used to the controls, is I had a stick, and if you hit R, so is it R and RZ? Is that what they are?
Yes.
I think so. So if you hit R, that you're about to throw your weapon. So if you're talking to someone and like I accidentally hit that, the guy gets up and he's like, "What the fuck are you gonna do?"
Yeah.
And he like, "What are you doing?" And then you put it away, and he's like, "All right, I'm gonna sit back down."
I dropped my sword inside a lake.
Those are like almost King Arthur.
And you can't dive, I don't think.
I don't think you could dive. You can also drown if you run out of stamina.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It's fucked, dude. With that said, though, there's no reason why you should drown because you get the Sheikah tablet stuff where you can just make ice trails. And
see, I don't have that yet.
So is that later? Do you have it or is that later?
You get in one of those four shrines.
Yeah, it's gonna be the one in the ice.
Probably.
Yeah.
Those four. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Those four shrines are just tutorials to how to use the Sheikah slate.
And it's, can I say it?
What?
Fucking rad.
It is. So the way I got that sword out of that lake is by using the magnetic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Those puzzles are fucking fun though. Like those things. I'm bad at puzzles. They make me feel smart.
I'll attest to that. He is bad at puzzles.
I'm bad at puzzles. But
I don't know. How are you working with two joysticks?
Huh?
You doing okay?
Barely. Like barely? Since it's like a third, it's a third person like action adventure game. I think I'm doing good. I think it's only like first person shooters that mess me up.
Yeah,
and so, driving games.
So
do you guys have the ability yet? I'm not sure what it's called. I just know a lot of speedrunners use it where I guess they'll like chain something down. They'll hit it. They'll keep hitting it, and like you'll see the arrow. And then they jump on it, and then it goes, it just like propels them way out.
Yes.
So that's not an ability, really. Like, that's the thing you can do.
But the thing is, they don't hinder you from doing that. Yeah, and that's what a lot of people like. And I did do that, and I died horribly.
No, I was going to say, do that, and then once you reach your height, then you jump out and use your parachute.
So speaking of
dying, I don't have a parachute
glider.
Yet.
Okay, never
that's
mind.
That's why I died. I don't
mind.
Have a parachute.
Speaking of dying horribly, fuck, dude, everything's like tough.
Yeah, yeah. It is genuinely tough. Like, there is...
Yeah, Breath of the Wild.
Well, that's what I said. It's like Dark Souls Light, that you have to go in there realizing that all these... There's four guys. They're probably going to kill you if you don't pick them off one by one or if you don't get a stronger sword.
I basically go, all right, how long will it take to go around these people? Because I do not want to fight them with a stick.
Well, the thing I also like about this game is that there's no EXP system.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about fighting anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Any blood moons happen to you guys?
No, not yet.
But I have used a skeleton's arm as a weapon, and that's pretty fun.
Wait, did you just like run up to a skeleton, take his arm off, and beat him with
no,
it?
No, well, you can, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you break them apart, and then they kind of join back together. The head like chatters like those teeth until it gets back.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can take its arm and just smash its head with it. Cool. And then just take, and then as you're walking, one of the things, it's really small, but I like it. It can get kind of annoying sometimes, is depending on what weapon you're carrying on your back, it makes different noises.
Yeah.
So like if you have like a sword and you're also wearing armor, it will clank. Or if you have the skeleton bones, it sounds like a...
Yeah.
I know armor makes different sounds when you walk.
Yeah. And there's emphasis on stealth in this game too. One of the towns that I visited have the full Sheikah armor set. So that's like more of a stealth armor. And then I was wearing the metal set. I can't stealth worth shit in that thing because every time I walk, it's a clink, 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 clink. And you just hear everything. So like... All the monsters will hear you, but I have great defense.
And
I'm great.
Going back to the hardware,
you're a tank. You're okay.
Yeah.
One thing I don't love is it is kind of difficult to push down on the analog sticks.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't like that.
No.
It's just kind of annoying. I'm hoping they kind of loosen up, not too much, but a little bit.
I'm scared that they're gonna.
Yeah, but if I'm gonna take it back a little bit, and by that I mean all the way to the beginning of Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. You wake up, you go outside, and then it does this expansive thing where it shows you like the landscape.
Oh, I think I've seen that
on our Instagram. Yeah. It really like. 5 minutes in that game, I remembered why I played video games.
Uh-huh.
And it's an experience that I haven't gotten from PlayStation in a very long time, where it's kind of like, it's a little different, but like say Pixar, like we've talked about this before, Pixar has a model and it works.
Yeah, their formula.
Every time,
yeah.
Their formula works. And Sony has that, but because they're constantly cranking out stuff, especially this year, like it all seems like, oh, this was an algorithm put together for me. Whereas Breath of the Wild is like, not everything in it is for me, but the stuff it does have is really good. And so it shows that, and it's fucking crazy. And you're running around and everything, and then like you look at the map and you go, oh, I'm in 1/10 of this. And the map that you're just running for those four shrines is pretty fucking huge.
So what I want to do is I want to get the whole map, like at least discover the whole map.
Yeah.
Like find all the towers that need to be found before I actually get to the main quest.
Yeah, which is what I always do.
Kind of like Assassin's Creed. You find these towers and they pretty much like unlock areas or highlight your map.
It's a little, I don't know, I won't say less intuitive, but when you get up there, it's not like where it just marks everything on the map. You use your tablet like a telescope and then you mark it.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it's more bare bones to where you unlock that map and you see like trails. But you don't see the shrines. You don't see the Korok seeds. Fuck Korok seeds, by the way.
I found two.
I found nothing.
Like over 100 or maybe 100.
I think there's like 120.
Yeah, no, you're talking about Korok seeds?
There's like 900 something, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's 100 something shrines.
Yeah.
There's like 900.
There's almost 1,000 Korok seeds.
Okay, you don't get that's shit for that.
Yes, you do, actually.
You get like a little certificate.
You get a literal piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We talked about
it. You get like a gold piece of shit. Oh, yeah, that's the whole joke of the whole thing. It's like they're not seeds, they're little pieces of dung.
I was tempted to get the DLC just so I can get the Korok mask.
Yeah.
But I don't want to run around the game wearing a Korok mask.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But as far as the gameplay goes, it's so crazy coming off. My last one that I played fully was Twilight Princess, unless you count the remake of Wind Waker. But it does not hold your hand at all.
Oh my god.
Good.
Like there's nothing in there. Like it basically tells you like do whatever the fuck you want. Because after you get past those four shrines in the beginning, you can go fight Ganon if you want.
I fucking hate motion controls.
I don't use them. I turn those off as well.
You can't turn them off in this game,
can you? Yes, you can.
Okay.
I did it immediately.
So there is a puzzle where you have this slate. It's like a little maze and it shoots a ball and you have to guide that ball through the maze. And you have to, there's like a little piece of a
rope. Are you not there yet?
No, but I know how to solve this
there's
one.
There's a trail that you got to, you drop the ball over there and it falls down once after you get done with the maze. How do you solve it?
You literally flip the entire
thing
over.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
But so...
The real way that you're supposed to solve it is you're supposed to gently like move this tablet so the ball rolls down the maze but doesn't fall off or fall in a hole or anything. But really all you have to do is get it to one side and then flip it real hard and then you flip the whole tablet over and it's just smooth on that side.
And then the ball drops on top.
Yeah, and then you just move it how you want to.
I did that, but like I there's motion control, so I didn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
So like I flicked it and it went boop. And it dropped over from the this side of the right side of the slate, and it just landed and then rolled down. I was like, all right, cool.
Got it. Does it still do the little jingle when you discover something?
Yes.
Oh, man. The sound design is beautiful on this.
Fuck, yeah, it is.
And they've over the years, like, it's interesting. Like, I'll watch an hour-long video of how sounds have changed in a game over the years, and the sound design is fucking beautiful.
So,
in this
like,
game.
It doesn't blatantly go da-na-na-na or
it's very
like
subtle,
super subtle, like to the point where like you hear it and you're like, "That's the jingle that I like," but it's nice.
It's
not
very
intrusive.
Yeah, and especially because it's not the way you start out. It's not like you're Link, the hero. Mm-hmm. You're just a dude in a cave.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things. I think it's very funny that when you go into the shrines, you put your tablet in there, and there's like a stalagmite or whatever hanging down, right? Mm-hmm. And it gets all like amped up. The music gets crazy, and then it just goes drip.
Yeah.
And it drips a little thing on your tablet. Yeah. And it's so funny. And I don't know if they intended for it to be like so bombastic and then you just get a little drip on your tablet, but it's very,
and
it's
like,
very
wait,
funny.
Link has a phone in this or something.
It's the Sheikah tablet. Okay. Yeah.
It's, again, back to what Scott was saying, it doesn't hold your hand at all.
No.
Other than like this part of when you're going through the tutorial, it literally just tells you, this is how you do this puzzle, figure it out.
Yeah, and if you tell the guy you need help, he goes, I'm not going to tell you again, dude. Yeah, you fucking look at the telescope and you mark stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't even tell you. He's like, look at that and then do the puzzles and bring all this shit back to me.
Yeah.
And then the statue tells you, hey, you bring all these things to me, I either give you health or I either give you stamina. I was like, okay, cool. And then after that, you're like, it tells you to go to this town and you're like, okay. And then it doesn't tell you how to get there.
Or you could just not.
Yeah. So I did the first two main quests because I wanted armor. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I was just like, fuck it.
That's my plan as well. And then I'm going to go to every tower.
I think you're really going to like it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know, man. It's like what I think Assassin's Creed should probably be.
I spent like an hour literally just roaming the one first section. Like you can do that for a while and just check
like
out everything.
It feels like a baby Witcher 3.
Yeah, it is.
Like it has like tiny quests.
It's crazy that, you know, they're still trying to go for this family-friendly thing, but like I couldn't imagine Scott playing Ocarina of Time playing this. Mm-hmm. I would be so out of it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
confused.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I don't know how they're going to top this after that.
Well, I was going to say, they already have their two DLCs out, right? And then that's it?
The second DLC hasn't come out yet, but the first one has.
Yeah, but like that, as far as Breath of the Wild DLC go, like, that's it. So that's only get two.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to know, what's the next Zelda game and what
the
fuck are they going to do? The
next Zelda game will not...
Zelda Online.
No. I mean, that worked well with the Elder Scrolls, so...
The next one will have to be something along the lines of Wind Waker.
Yeah.
And then, because basically, while they're going to need a break in between this and another open world one.
Also, the open world is not boring.
It's not. There's shit going on.
Yeah, like, I was expecting it to be like...
big, open, just like a few trees and
grass,
that's it.
And yeah.
Sometimes you'll run into one of the goblins, like, on his own, and he's like, shit. Yeah. I wanted to be around the rest of my goblin buddies, and you fucking snug up on me.
You see foxes, cranes.
You can knock bees onto their heads.
Yeah.
I know that the emphasis to this one was that there's a day and night cycle, and like every NPC,
weather.
Every
and weather,
character,
yeah.
every like enemy is doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If like the goblin guys will be sleeping, and then there'll be one guy who's like keeping guard or something.
So there's a guy that sells shit that I need. I can't fucking find him anymore. I found him that one time. I can't find him anymore.
Yeah.
And I guess he follows a specific trail or something. But
yeah, it is
Mike?
Very dynamic. And it. And
talking
it,
about Mike?
Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
Mike.
Shinoda.
No, Mike.
Mike.
Chill. Khajiit has wares.
Oh.
But no, it is, so far it's really stellar, and it feels good to play. And like I said, the hard part is going to be, well, I think I could probably play this until October when Odyssey comes out.
I wouldn't think about how they can top it. I would just enjoy the experience.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy that it's been out for a long time.
After this, you can move into a Witcher.
Maybe.
You gotta.
I'm
so good.
I'm really looking forward to, because I told myself I'm probably not going to set up that dock until I get rid of some of my old consoles, because now it feels like hoarding as opposed to just having multiple consoles.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, I could always just box them up and put them in the basement, but still.
Wait, that won't make you money.
Exactly. I'd like to have extra money so I can maybe be able to afford something for the Switch.
Should we move on?
Yeah, well, I think so.
Do you have any I had another quick question, but I forgot after I mentioned the day and night cycle.
Okay.
I mean, basically, I'm not making any concessions on stuff I've said, like any criticisms I had, aside from the fact that I said my literal words were, I'm not going to get it because I'm kind of voting with my money and I'm not going to support that because it's not what I want. Turns out it is.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Speaking of the criticism.
It was the audio cue. After you said that, it's like a subtle audio cue is whenever stuff is like, oh, that reminded me of Skyrim. Whenever you completed a dungeon or you got to like a top of a mountain, it did like this
the Greybeard chant.
No, it did kind of. No, that's like if you get like a world stone, but like after you completed it or you got to like a cinematic moment, it did kind of like an orchestra thing, and it's like those like little sudden audio cues in the game. It's like, it's like good, and then when you have stuff like that builds like the immersion. It just like takes it another step.
Yeah.
So I also speaking of like criticism and stuff, I tested how it runs on docked and undocked.
And how far away you are from the screen?
Yes. What do you mean?
With the Joy-Con, I think he means.
There
were connectivity issues, you remember those?
I didn't come run across any. I played them like behind my back and everything. I'm fine so far.
I put them in my butt.
Yeah, and it still worked, man. I mean,
Jose had his hand in there and played with it.
I was like, oh, it tickles. To you, right? Anyway.
He said that about you, and I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
He said, sickly my hand. I said, I know. And he said, is that your finger? And I said, yes, it is. Anyway.
It runs better as a handheld.
For this game specifically.
For this game specifically.
Yeah.
It bothered me that... So I jumped off a tower, and I used the what do you call it? The parasail?
Paraglide.
Paraglider. And for like half a second, the game chugged.
Yeah.
And then it kept going. But it's extremely noticeable.
Now you're a half a second behind on everything.
Yeah. So now I got to like keep up with the pace. But like it was weird. Like, I've never seen it that bad before.
If I had to, I would undock it, lay it on the ground next to my bed, like, in the corner, and I would, like, lay, like, on the corner with my hands dangling and play it like that.
See, I did something similar. I bought a massage table. That way I can put my face through it, and I just put my Switch on the ground.
Bruh.
And then someone can milk me. This is what I'll say about, and this will kind of be my last thing.
Same.
Is I was saying... you know, this is what the Vita should have been. And a big issue I had with the Vita is they gave the idea of, like, imagine your favorite PlayStation 3 games and maybe PlayStation 4 games in your hand. But the problem is those games are not designed to be in your hand.
Mm-mm.
When you're playing Uncharted, like, if I'm on a plane and they're like, oh, we're onboarding, I'm like, okay, so I guess I have to put it in my bag and then pick it up later, just being in rest mode. But like in Zelda, you can save wherever you want.
Yeah.
And you can drop it off whenever you want. So even if you're in the middle of a quest, just save it and pick it up exactly where you were. Like it's really fantastic. And they thought it out, whereas
Sony with the Vita, you can like put it into sleep mode and stuff like that, and it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's just also you don't get those PS3, PS4 games that are on there.
Exactly.
Have you guys tested the startup time from when you turn the console on to when you're actually like in-game playing?
It's pretty fast.
Because I know for my Nintendo 3DS, it's 13 seconds.
Okay, so that's a Pokemon issue. Just letting you know.
It's still pretty fast.
Really? Because mine is fucking slow, but you have the new 3DS.
Yeah,
right?
So it's like 13 seconds good for me to turn the handheld on to be actually like playing a game. Like that to me, that's
like turning it on, like I was talking about like the boot for the game, like boot up for the game. Pokemon Sun and Moon on my 3DS takes like 20 seconds. Which is a lot. Like for it to say the Nintendo screen.
Yeah, I think
so. For the Switch, does it go like Nintendo Switch, and then it's like
it clicks into place, which is cool. And then I'd say maybe about 10 seconds.
I like the lock feature a lot.
That's very cool. I was just about to bring that up. They have this thing so you don't accidentally hit buttons while you have it in your bag or something. And it's not like a password system because that's stupid. Or like say a baby grabs it or something. The way that you unlock it is to hit the same button 3 times.
Yeah.
So that way, if a kid gets it and they hit like ABX, it stays locked and they don't fuck up your shit. So I was going to bring that up. That's really cool.
It's awesome.
But basically, they have so far thought it out. I'm curious to see how that's going to translate to something like Metroid Prime 4 in the future. Something that's a little more like quick paced and stuff, you know?
I guess, like, it's weird because, like, my Vita was mainly RPGs, and so, like, I didn't really have a problem with that, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, with Uncharted also not working on that thing, it doesn't have the triggers, so, fuck.
Well, the way I was thinking of it is, let's say, you know, and I think some games get it better than others. I think Titanfall 2 is pretty good at this, but in a lot of shooters in a campaign, there will be, like, a 15-minute span between, like, your major checkpoints, which... if you're on the go, may not be ideal. So I'm curious with Metroid Prime 4, especially because Metroid is obviously quest-based, a lot of backtracking and stuff. Are there going to be a lot of stations I can save at? Can I save whenever I want? That kind of stuff.
I don't think so. Did Metroid have a lot of save stations?
No, but that's
well,
what I'm saying.
Prime, because I never played Prime.
Oh, Prime? Not really.
Because the side-scroller ones didn't either.
Yeah, but it's like if you're at a home, if you're on a home console, that makes more sense.
Right, right.
You can, especially now with rest mode, but if you're taking it with you, if I want to be like, oh, I just want to save and shut it off because I'm about to go have dinner or whatever, I can do that.
I don't really mind that, but yeah, I can see where that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a bummer. But like, I hope not because I think Metroid deserves better.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I'll continue to be critical of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Until it gets good.
Breath of the Wild's good.
It is.
Dude.
Switch is good. We said nothing that no one hasn't heard for an hour.
Yeah.
So, but I'm very excited.
I guess
about
this is just our take on it.
Yeah, because a lot of people still don't have them. So we're in like the.
Hopefully, it's the people here in Indiana because now they know.
Yeah, exactly. even though most of our listeners are not in Indiana,
Peru still.
No, we're really big in Russia.
Awesome.
Kind of scary.
I imagine they have a lot in there.
A lot of Switches.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Russia's really big.
It is. Well, yeah, that's true.
It's like the size of 2 Californias. Have you seen that map?
Be quiet.
You know you can fit 2 Californias. You can fit 2 Californias in Southern California alone.
Yeah.
I used to live there, I know. Anyway, so let's move on from that. There's really only one thing that happened this past week, and that was the announcement of the SNES Classic Mini.
Mm-hmm.
What's the actual name of it?
Isn't it just the SNES Mini?
Yeah, it's called the SNES Classic Edition.
Okay.
Also, I never say SNES. I just repeated them.
I was looking at it. It's like, It says SNES, but he never says SNES.
I always say Super Nintendo or SNES.
Super Nintendo Entertainment System?
You know, some people say SNES.
SNES?
No, like SNES. Like, why? Because people say NES, which yeah. I don't say. I say NES.
I like saying SNES, but like it's a lot faster to say SNES, I think. SNES.
No, they're not the same. Not much,
it's
like, yeah.
It's just putting a little bit of...
So they announced it today. The biggest things are two controllers out of the box.
Awesome.
The cables are 3 feet longer than the NES cables. Ooh, so
I
that's
still have
great.
To sit right in front of it.
One thing I really don't like is that the controller ports, have you seen those?
No.
The front of the, at least the American one, because there's the Japanese, the UK, and the American one. The American one, the front flips down. Mm-hmm. So where the ports are,
ew,
it flips down.
No.
So that way you can plug in like those Wii-looking ports, you know, gross, into it. So it kind of ruins that sort of nostalgia. Yeah, no.
You can use your old controllers though, right?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I'm almost certain you can't. Because I saw a picture, and I'll show you off the podcast.
Okay, cool.
But I saw a picture, and I was like, wait, those look fake. And then they were. So,
yeah.
And it comes with 29. Oh, sorry. It comes out September 29th. How many games does it have 21. On it?
21.
21.
One secret game, which is Star Fox 2, right? Or one unlockable game?
Oh, I don't know. I think they announced
Star
everything.
Star Fox 2 that yeah. never came
we'll
out.
We'll get into it. Relax.
But like, I think you have to unlock it.
No, you don't. It's also $80 when I think the NES Classic was
probably
$60.
Already sold out too.
Most places already sold out. Or
wait, they're already taking pre-orders for it.
A lot of places were, yeah.
Fuck.
But also the Japanese and European versions look a lot cooler than the American version.
So,
although I had an American SNES growing up,
I had that SNES, and then I had the other one that came out here as well.
Yeah,
that was kind of looked
like
the
European
one.
Yeah,
but it was purple still.
Yeah, so I'm going to...
have the purple buttons that you like pushed up and down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God, the fuck.
And that lever in the middle. Anyway, so I'm going to kind of go down the list of games that's on here. And if you have anything you want to say, yay or nay or whatever, just let me know. Contra 3, The Alien Wars.
Woo!
Is that good or bad? Donkey Kong Country.
Woo! Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Earthbound?
Yeah.
Very good. I have that on my Wii U
Never
Virtual Console.
It.
Final Fantasy 3?
Yeah.
Also very good. Long game too, which is good for these things. F-Zero?
Yeah.
Okay. Kirby Superstar?
Yeah.
And Kirby's Dream Curse.
No.
I don't feel like we needed both.
So, no, because they're two different games.
I know,
I still don't think we need Dream Course, though. Fuck Dream
that's
Course.
That's what I'm saying. Curse. But,
Curse. It's Course, bro.
Oh, shit. I was thinking of, like,
game.
Rainbow Curse and, yeah.
It's
but,
a fucking golf game.
But I just feel like we shouldn't be doubling shit. Down. The only one that kind of made sense, which we'll get into later.
No, I'm cool with doubling down. It's just like, we don't need fucking Dream Course. That game was...
Yeah.
It was okay.
Then there's Legend of Zelda Link to the Past.
Great.
Of course, you
of
have
course,
to.
You have to.
Yeah. I played it a million
Zelda
times. Mega Man X.
Yeah.
Cool. Secret of Mana.
Yeah,
pretty excited
sure.
about that. Star Fox. And Star Fox 2.
So those are the selling points.
Yes.
For sure. So like I could have done without Star Fox 1.
That's what I was thinking.
But,
I've also played Star Fox 2.
Yeah.
Because they
I didn't play Star Fox.
They 2. You can occasionally catch a ROM online.
So apparently that's different.
I disagree.
He's like buff in it.
Well, no, apparently like that's not like the original. I guess that's the ROMs that you find online are people that messed with it to like get it to work, right? And I guess Star Fox 2, unless they're like using their stuff. Like
no, there was a full leak
was
of the
it a
Star
Fox.
It wasn't a completed game,
okay.
But there was a leak of the actual Star Fox 2
okay.
code
I didn't know
and everything.
That. I thought it was just like because from what I heard, it was just people like the game was there completely,
yeah.
But they like had to put it together.
And they used different assets and stuff. I know what you're talking about, yeah. But they did have a leak maybe in like 2010 or 11,
mm-hmm.
And then Nintendo went hard after it mm-hmm. because they never released it, so it's even more.
So is it good?
I mean, it's Star Fox.
So no.
so let's go. Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting.
That's fine.
I did not know that was the subtitle.
Dude,
yeah, it's a long title.
So there's
yeah.
Super Street Fighter 2, and then Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, and then Super Street Fighter
2 Turbo Remix,
2 Turbo Hyper Fighting, and it's just there's like 6 or 7 Street Fighter games on that thing.
Okay, moving on. Super Castlevania 4.
Nah. I mean, I like Super Castlevania 4, but I think there's a better option.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
No,
fuck
it.
I'm very excited about that.
I'm not. There's a better game for that.
Super Mario Kart. Super Mario Kart.
Yeah, cool.
Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars.
Fuck yeah,
that's
dude.
Amazing. That thing is worth that alone.
Right.
Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Super Metroid.
Yeah.
Super Punch-Out.
Yeah.
And Yoshi's Island.
Yeah. See, I feel like with the Marios, that they could have just got rid of them and just put Super Mario All-Stars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is like all of them.
So we'll get into that in a second of what we would have added to it. But looking at the list, what are the ones that you would for sure have taken off to make space?
Okay. So do you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Dream Course.
Yes.
But is space really an issue? Because didn't they figure
out? I'm saying they probably said financially what makes most sense with licensing or we're doing whatever.
Contra, Dream Course. Fuck.
Dead air.
I think that's I wouldn't have
taken any off. I would have added more.
I think that's
Of course. I honestly would have taken off Contra. I would have taken off Dream Course. And I would have taken off the original Star Fox. I know people like it, but I played it a lot.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's the selling point, so I'm not really too worried about it.
And then the only other one, maybe Yoshi's Island. I didn't care for it as much as other people did.
Yeah, you didn't care for it. You didn't even list it that it came with it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, did.
I did at the end when he said woo, and you were so excited that he kept going, didn't pay attention, you dumb piece of shit. I'll fucking kill you.
I just don't think it should be called Super Mario World 2.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was a great game.
So now we'll go into, and we can kind of go round robin style, but
seeing what game we would take out and then replace.
No. Or? Just what would you have wished that was actually on it? So if you want to go with your first one,
I think they should have added another Mega Man game.
Okay.
Not necessarily like Mega Man 7 for the Super Nintendo because they're coming out with the fucking collection.
The next Legacy collection.
But at least
thing.
Mega Man X2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Mega Man guy. And that's the thing is if they would have done that, don't put 2 on there. Because I feel like they stuck to a specific number for a reason.
Uh-huh.
And so they were like, if there's another Mega Man, that means we're losing something. And to me, none of those are worth it.
I do, just because Mega Man X2 is great. But you know.
I'll go ahead and say what Justin said, which was Super Mario All-Stars.
Yep.
All-Stars.
Yeah, and then
you pretty much got everything covered, so it's like
Super Mario All-Stars plus Super Mario World.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Justin said it, so I thought I'd put that out there. What about you?
Just one or my five?
Just do one. We'll go around.
I think that it should add a Double Dragon.
Okay. I'll go ahead.
Or at least for the American version.
No, there's not. So,
beat-em-ups in this game, or in this thing.
Not really. No. So I'll go ahead and say this on my list, Battletoads and Double Dragon, which I liked more. And that was a game that me and my mom played together. And that game means a lot to me. And I still have a lot of good feelings with that game.
Weird that we all have beat-em-ups in this list.
Yeah, so what you go ahead. We'll just go back and forth like
Turtles
this.
Turtles in Time.
Okay, yeah, that was actually pretty good. I agree with that. One thing I didn't put on my list, but I was thinking about later, was I think it was Batman Returns.
Was that the clown one?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It creeped me the fuck out.
It was creepy.
But I remember being, don't pick at that.
No, I'm sitting in
it. I remember being so anxious, like in that fire level when you're going down the stairs and people are coming at you and everything. You, Justin?
All right, so another one that I listed was Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yeah, that's also on mine.
That's kind of on the same level for me as Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
There
was a
weird resurgence of it a few years ago on Twitch where a lot of people were playing.
Dude, that game was great. It's a great co-op game.
Yeah, it was fun. One of the more obvious. So I'll go ahead and say this: I would have swapped out Donkey Kong Country for Donkey Kong Country 2.
Fair enough. Yeah, I take that.
I think it's a better game.
Well, I like Donkey Kong Country a lot more.
Really,
the music I think is better, but I think Donkey Kong Country 2 is way better of a game.
Yeah, I think I also like the music a lot better.
It is, but like I just remember
that pirate level, and it's like nah, 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 nah,
all
nah,
of them.
Yeah, but I remember. Oh man, climbing up cargo nets and shit.
Yeah,
you.
Chrono Trigger.
I have Chrono Trigger on here.
What the fuck?
A lot of people are kind of thinking, but I feel like it, and I'm not the first person to make this observation, but I feel like it's because Chrono Trigger has come out on everything.
Yeah.
So maybe people are Chrono Triggered out, and the people that would have appealed to most are like, I have it on 5 other things.
With that said,
I was going to say, like, they already have Final Fantasy, so it's either that or Chrono.
But they're pretty different, though.
Yeah. But I'm also happy that they had Secret of Mana at least.
Yes.
That game's fucking great.
Yeah, if they would have only had Final Fantasy, that would have been a little crazy.
Yeah, it's a 3-player game. You can play 3 players.
One of mine, so I have 2 weird ones, so I'll just say one right now. Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that on here.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because I think, like, people should understand where Animal Crossing came from.
Yeah, well, Harvest Moon, if you go back to play the older Harvest Moons, they're dated as fuck.
Obviously.
Like, bad.
Yeah, but it is interesting to see where that type of that genre came from with Harvest Moon. Yeah, from
completely, like, was it Natsume that made it?
I have no clue.
And then they, like, veered off, and they're like, hey, we're gonna make mediocre Harvest Moon games.
Yeah, for the rest of our lives.
Then the guys that worked for that company moved to another company, and then they're doing the actual Harvest Moon games.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Justin?
I listed Mortal Kombat. Any of them.
See, but the Mortal Kombat on the Super Nintendo sucked.
Yeah, that was the bad version.
The good version was on the Genesis.
Yeah.
Because I went through that same thing.
The Super Nintendo one didn't have blood, did it?
It did not. It had slime. And it had no, it did. It had green slime or it had sweat, blue sweat. But it did not have blood. And there was like a blood code, I think.
There was like a weird fatality
thing. Yeah, there was like, it was very...
Super censored.
Yeah, because I even thought about like Earthworm Jim, but I was like, well, the definitive version is the Genesis version. I feel
got
like
the other one on there.
Earthworm Jim 2 was great.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I didn't choose it for the SNES because it is a Genesis game me, at least.
Well, I think Earthworm Jim 2 was pretty great on that. I don't fucking care. You're right.
I don't think it was bad. I just think of it.
Yeah,
more
no, you're
so.
Right. You're fucking right.
The other one that's kind of weird, SimCity. I really enjoy
that.
That
is a very Nintendo game.
Yeah, I really enjoy.
Like the very first Sims?
That's the very first SimCity. Wait, no, that's not true. That's the first SimCity on a console and last, I don't know. But it has a very specific aesthetic and a very specific appeal to it.
It was odd as fuck.
Huh?
It was odd as fuck.
It really was. But again, it goes to like something like Tapped Out now, like Simpsons Tapped Out on iPhone, which is like one of the most downloaded and paid for games ever, is like, because of a game like that where it was insane and people were like, whoa, I can set a sick skyscraper on fire and shit like that. So yeah,
I'd say it's my turn. Castlevania Dracula X.
Boo. I say not. I meant to take Castlevania off of my thing.
Okay,
but I don't know the one you're talking about specifically.
It's
so I can't speak
fucking
to it.
Great.
Yeah,
so I like Castlevania 4, but I didn't like the fact that you can shoot in every direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it made the game a lot easier.
Like six-axis direction kind of,
And with this, it's more classic Castlevania. The fucking music in Dracula X is fucking bomb.
The ambiance.
Yeah, and like it's a lot darker, and you play as a better Belmont, so that's pretty cool too.
Okay.
But
X-Men Mutant Apocalypse. Do you guys remember that game at all?
Yes.
So I
was that the one where you can play as Wolverine and then climb?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
And you could play as Iceman and like freeze so little bridges and stuff. And
I think the better version of that game might have been the Genesis version too.
Yeah. See, I
but
remember,
I've never played the Genesis version either.
Yeah.
So.
I played it at Hawthorne, which is like the community center around here. After when they still had money, when they were still able to do cool stuff, they would have like a pizza party, and that was one of the games they had on Super Nintendo when I was very young, and it was so fun to me. It was crazy. What you got?
Nice.
What
you got? I have Turok.
Turok?
Yep. What? Turok was on Super Nintendo?
I was just kidding. No, it wasn't. My five games were already listed.
Okay. What about you? You got any more?
Demon's Crest.
Okay.
You played that game.
I'm aware of it.
It's the better Never version of it. Ghouls and Goblins or Ghosts and Ghouls or whatever you want to call it. Say, yeah, because it's...
He said yeah.
Huh?
I was going to say the only game that I pretty much ever played on was Contra.
So, like, it's...
And Paperboy.
So do you know who Red Arimer is?
Who?
Red Arimer.
No.
So he's a character in Ghosts and Ghouls.
Okay.
And that the red demon thing that swoops down in the first level, that's Red Arimer.
Okay.
He's the main character in Demon's Crest.
Interesting.
And it's like a Mega Man-esque kind of game, but also kind of Castlevania, and you can fly, and you can get different powers and stuff. I think it's a lot better. Because Ghosts and Ghouls was hard, not because it was a hard game, but because it had terrible level design and like enemy placement, and it wasn't that it was hard, it was just unfair. You can beat it, but it was just fuck that game.
Fair enough.
It was a good game though. I had fun with it for like the first level that I played.
Just one level.
Yeah. And then cheated my way through the other ones, but
and then I think that pretty much covers it for me. I'm trying to think of if there's anything I feel left off.
Smartball.
I mean,
Mr. Smart.
Track and Field.
Was that what it was?
Yeah,
I remember playing something like that. Yeah, I mostly just played Contra.
Track and Field had like a footpad thing. But if anything else, Turtles in Time was really good.
Turtles in Time.
I did leave that off my list.
A lot of people
Wait,
not
is
like
Blinks
that
the Time Sweeper on this?
Yeah.
Huh?
Is Blinks the Time Sweeper on
no,
this?
No, you're thinking of the robot one. Metal Arms. Metal Arms was in here.
Okay.
Yeah, but are you guys going to get this?
I don't think I can anymore.
Well, because you spent all of your money for the
year? No, I mean, are there still pre-orders up?
Oh, they'll be having more, okay, I'm sure, yeah. But...
I might get two.
One to sell and one to...
Well, actually, I was going to get one for my brother, but that sounds a lot better.
Yeah, I honestly, like, I was like, well, yeah, I'll pre-order one, and if I don't want it,
filthy scalper,
I'll sell it and be a scalper, and it'll pay for my Switch, and then I'll feel good about myself.
Yeah. Even though these games that we mentioned aren't on it, I still feel that's a pretty solid list.
I think so. I really like about 12 of the games, and I'm pretty happy with like 17 of the games, and then there are like four I just don't give a shit about.
I'll play fucking Contra. I'll play Dream Course.
That's I would play Contra. I wouldn't really play Dream Course, but the hard part is with me is like you can get ROMs for all these, you know?
Yeah.
And I know it's nostalgia and everything, but I'm almost like, just get a little plastic mini, because they started selling the just sort of facades of the NES, and then just throw a Raspberry Pi in that bitch.
It's more like like you said, like a whole nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
And just like the novelty of the thing just being
And you
there.
Load it up, and everything's there already.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting. And like I said...
And also, you're not stealing money or stealing games, but you know.
Well, the thing, and I usually stick to this with ROMs, I don't download any that I didn't buy, typically.
Well, if that's the case, then shit, I'm golden, baby.
Yeah, because we've bought a lot over the years.
Well, I still have them, so I'm like...
Yeah, exactly.
I can prove it. Which, by the way, you told me that that's not how it worked.
Well, I mean, that doesn't make it legal.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
No.
So I was like, oh, I guess not. Oh, yeah. Fuck it. I was like, fuck you, Nintendo. I bought these games.
But that's how
them.
I give it to myself. Is like, well, I paid for these like full price before.
Yeah, I just like them for the size.
Yeah, I think they're cool. Like, I just have a Raspberry Pi and a computer and all that. So I'm like, I could just play it on there. But I understand the novelty of it.
There's a toy company over in Japan, Gashupan or whatever.
Yeah.
They make like the little tiny consoles. I was going to say, if anything, I would just get those because I wouldn't really want to play it.
So do you think, I guess we'll kind of get into that in a second. You guys have anything else to say about the SNES Classic Edition?
No.
If they continue this trend, is the 64 next?
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
You know what's next.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. We're going to move on to a segment I like to call What Is. What Is?
What Is?
Let me find my notes because I don't remember What Is this week.
I do.
So, with the NES and SNES Classic, I'll do it as a two-part question. What do you think they would do something like the N64 Classic? And second part of that question is, what would you like to see? What console would you like to see make sort of a resurgence?
I think they would, but I think it would have a lot, like six games.
I think it would have, and the thing is, they're very small games.
Yes, and but also, like, I know there's a lot of problems with emulation for those things.
Yeah, they kind of don't have it ironed out, but if anybody could do it, it'd be Nintendo. I don't see them doing it.
I don't know,
man. It doesn't make any sense.
Super Mario 2 had, like, a audio problem in the NES Classic.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
somebody's going to figure it out, it'd be people with the source code. But I don't see them doing the
N64. Yeah, I was just like, if Nintendo continues this trend, that would mean that the 64 is next, right?
Yeah, theoretically. Okay. Yeah, if they continued how they were, but...
And then like, eventually it would be the GameCube? I just want to see a tiny little cube.
I love that idea, but I think if anything, they would end at the N64, but I don't think the N64 has tiny aesthetic appeal.
No,
like
it's ugly as fuck.
NES and SNES.
Especially the controller.
Yeah, and imagine like a slightly smaller version of that controller. Mm-hmm. Like literally the controller would be bigger than the console in that part. Or they would have to be like, look, we know the N64 controller was fucked up. Here's a regular one. Like,
here's a revised controller
something. So I don't see them doing it. Like Jose said, they would do something like, if they're doing 21, because they did 30 on the NES, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing 21 on this one, on the SNES. So on that one, they would do like 12. And then that would be people... Like, you can't really say that some Super Nintendo games don't hold up because they still play how they were intended to.
Yeah, like, but they're solid. Like,
but you can say, oh, GoldenEye doesn't hold up.
No.
And it's not as fun playing it again.
There are certain games that do hold up, but there's, like, that's three of the games that hold up.
Yeah, and
like
also,
even Mario 64, I fucking love, and it kind of holds up, but not really. Like especially after you play like Sunshine.
and when you go to the NES and SNES, you go like, oh, they were at the top of their game graphics wise. Like, this shit looks good. And then you go to the N64 and then you compare it to like PlayStation or whatever. And you're like, oh, this is where the era of like shitty graphics begins. Yeah. Like, now you can say that, oh, the N64 doesn't look as good as it should. Whereas if you look at the SNES, you're like, no, this looks as good as it could. So, you know, they reached their max. But so what would you like to see be like the next thing to make a classic return? Because if Nintendo's going to do anything, it's going to be a Game Boy.
Right. I want to see the Game Boy Advance, but I'm curious as to how the fuck that's going to work.
Well, I would like them to do the Nintendo Game Boy, period. And it is color.
No, Game Boy Color. Oh.
It's color, regular Game Boy, and Advance. Mm-hmm. And they can choose, like, you know, 20 games from each thing or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it would honestly probably just look like the Game Boy Micro.
Yeah.
So. But the hard part with that is people play shit on their phones.
Right.
So, I don't know. What about you, Justin?
For me, it would be, if Sega jumped into it, it would be the Dreamcast. Because I never had the Genesis or the Saturn, but I have fond memories of the Dreamcast.
You just want Sega to die all over again, don't you?
Speaking of Sega dying all over again, you know they already do that, right?
What, die?
They already sell the Sega plug-and-play systems.
But not for the Dreamcast.
Not for the Dreamcast, but they do suck. Dreamcast, fuck, dude. Dreamcast had some pretty good games for how much this Dreamcast
sucked. Yeah, so like if they did a Dreamcast mini and it came with like 12 games on it, like people would be like, oh, hey, we can finally enjoy the Dreamcast for what it was meant
to be. Well, also
and then they'd pirate the games again and yeah. kill it.
Also with the Dreamcast, it wasn't that the console itself was bad or the games were bad. They did a mid lifespan mm-hmm. console revision. Which was dumb. That's what crushed them.
And the controller was bad too.
Yeah, so but it had a cool screen.
Yeah, it did have a cool screen.
So they went from the Genesis, the Saturn, then the Dreamcast in like, what, 4 years?
Yeah, and like maybe six, but yeah.
I'd rather play a Dreamcast than a Saturn for sure.
Yeah, and the fact that they were like, guess what? You can play fucking Phantasy Star Online. Yeah. Like it had Jet Set Radio Future and stuff like that. Like it was a good console. And
you can, it had a jack for your phone line to go into the back of the console.
It had a keyboard.
Dreamcast network and stuff.
Yeah, it had everything, but Sega was so just sort of out of it that they thought, oh, we're getting a head start, when in reality it was like, no, you're getting a head start to being left behind, because people are going to see what you did, and then 2.5 years they're going to do it 10 times better than you, and then you're dead.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And now Sega makes fucking Knuckles and shit. Anyway, Shadow the Hedgehog and Bayonetta.
Did they do Bayonetta?
No, that's Platinum.
Yeah. Mini Dreamcast or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Oh, shit. I don't think I came up with a second question.
Just because that was like us. Like, that was like us growing up. It was like 64, Dreamcast, PlayStation.
Huh.
And then like, I don't know, late, early, almost a teenager, it was like Xbox and the PlayStation 2.
Hmm.
Okay. Anything else on that before we go to question number two?
No.
Okay, so...
What about you, Jose?
Well, I said Game Advance.
Yeah. Okay. We kind of agreed on that. Okay, so question two is, what country has the best flag, guys? What do you think?
Mexico.
Here's the thing about Mexico's flag. It's fucking awesome.
So apparently it won the second prettiest flag in like 2010. Not anymore, but I forgot who won the first.
So is the one. And this is gonna make me seem ignorant. Is the definitive flag you with a big hat on? No, I'm just kidding.
Is the what?
You with a big hat on?
Oh, I thought you said with a big head. I'm like, yes.
Is the definitive version of the Mexican flag with the eagle?
No,
is just red, white, and green. Correct.
No, the definitive flag was like a haggard old flag, and it had the Virgin Mary on it. That was.
But I'm saying the modern Mexican flag.
That was the one that came after. It was red, white, and green, and then the eagle in the middle.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, I guess I would say current flags. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, so I like the older version of the eagle one when it looks a lot more aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is, and I'm showing Jose, this is what the eagle looks like now.
Yeah.
And it looks really cool and really stylized.
I know what you're talking about.
But it was just like, the eagle just came down, had its talons on a fucking cactus.
And they're like, we're living here now, bitch.
Yeah, and it just had like a snake in its beak, and it was like a fucking tear.
That's literally what it was. It's like the dudes were like, hey, so we're going to follow that eagle, and wherever the fuck it lands, we're going to settle there. And then the eagle landed on a cactus like, I...
And it ate a fucking snake.
It's like, damn, did you see that?
Yeah, the Mexican flag is pretty rad. What do you think, Justin?
USA, baby. Yeah, we got those.
America.
We got like 40-something stars. Just imagine. We got a couple dozen stripes.
Just imagine if you replaced the stars with fucking eagle heads, bro.
Evil heads?
Eagle heads.
Oh, eagle heads better.
Like severed eagle heads? No, I think like, that's
just
illegal.
Like, just like the eagle heads, like how we have them on coins and they're just like crazy aggressive.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with...
I would say the Philippine flag. It's pretty simple.
I'm going to look that up.
It's like a triangle, and then it's white and red, and then it's got like a sun and the moon on it.
See, the way you described it just made me imagine an actual flag shaped like a triangle. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
It's pretty boring. It's funny that
like
the
sun.
All the flags look like they were made in Microsoft Paint.
Yeah, like literally all the flags are just like two or three stripes in
it. Yeah, and most flags have red and white on them.
Which one's the flag that has a fucking lion on it? It has a shield and
shit. I have no
shit.
Clue.
It must be Spain or something. I don't know.
I think it's... Have you guys seen any of the flags for New Zealand?
When you say any of the flags that have like crests on it, like Ireland and like whatnot, like those are pretty cool looking.
So,
Denmark and shit.
I'll show you the current New Zealand flag. It's real fucked up. Are you ready? Look at this shit.
What the fuck? So
look at that shit. What is going on, New Zealand?
I've been told that New Zealand's its own separate thing.
From what do you mean?
Australia?
Yeah, no shit.
So,
it's a different country.
But then why the fuck do they still, you know, get similar flags?
Oh, I don't know. Like, so
it's like they're paying respect to like their founding country or something.
So they're trying to come
up
with.
Didn't they get like sent over there and they're like, hey, guys, live for yourselves there. You guys figure it out.
They were having a contest for people to design the new New Zealand flag. And this was one of the options. And it looks okay. It has like a laurel leaf kind of thing with the stars still on it, but it just looks like MLB or something with the colors that are used. So who do you think? I think Japan's is overrated.
Japan's is simple as fuck.
Yeah, just a simple circle.
Yeah, I would say my favorite flag.
It is overrated though. You're right.
My favorite flag is the Confederate flag. Hear me out.
Okay, I'll hear you.
Imagine
out,
a flag, right? Imagine a flag, right? It's just solid white because they're a bunch of fucking losers and you lost. It's the war. It's the war of northern aggression, and we fucking aggressed you out of there, you son of a bitch, traitors.
Really though, they were, weren't they?
Traitors?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck.
They were a traitor. And people are always like, it's brother versus brother. And I'm like, why do you talk like that? You're me. Anyway, no, it's funny. We have a white flag hanging on our wall in the bedroom. And
I don't know why I look funny.
And I always chuckle at myself and I go, ha, it's a Confederate flag. And I never say it. Whitney will be sleeping and I'll poke her in her side and I'll wake her up and say it. And she's like, I have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, Hong Kong has a nice flag. Nepal has a really nice flag.
Oh, but anyway, I know the correct answer. What did you decide on, Justin? Coolest flag?
The Philippines.
Okay, and you said?
Mexico.
I'm going to say France, because it's like if you took Mexico's and made it super fucking like lame.
Swapped the colors, just like flip it.
Yeah,
and that's it.
And then you take away the cool fucking eagle, the only thing that makes the Mexican flag cool at all. An eagle.
Yeah,
that's
no
like,
shit, because then it'd just be Italy.
Yeah, exactly. No one ever talks about Mexico is Italy.
So I'm super confused. Every time I think about Italy, I keep thinking that the colors are flipped around, and I think it's red, white, and green.
Uh-huh.
And now I confuse myself, and I'm thinking, wait, is Mexico red, white, and green? So now I'm confused. Well, what comes first?
Italy is green, white, red, and then Mexico is red, white, green.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just... It
so it is flipped. I'm not crazy.
And Italy's flag has a fucked up thing of a snake in like a marshmallow bed just biting the head off an eagle. It's real fucked up.
God.
They flipped it all around. It's really fucking weird. And then the third question we'll end with. We'll start with Jose this week. Actually, this might be my favorite flag. That's a pretty good one.
The good old red and blue.
to quote Nelson, he's like 7 red stripes, 6 white, and a hell of a lot of stars. Anyway,
what?
That's what Nelson from The Simpsons said. Not the band Nelson, with the two brothers with long hair that we were all too young to know who I'm talking about. Anyway, so Jose, what is?
I'd say it'd be me chuckling at the thought of seeing the Confederate flag in your room being a white flag.
Hell yeah. What about you, Justin? Dreamers. What is?
What is wet shoes and a flooded car.
Yeah, that I agree. That kind of is what is, but I'm sorry.
How am I going to get home?
not very well. You're going to swim? I don't know.
No, can't swim either.
Yeah. If you open up your blind, we're underwater.
Yeah, no, I know. My bathroom is leaking, and it's making me very mad. Because it's, like, right above the toilet.
We'll fix it.
No, we won't.
Stick tech.
It's like a hole. It's, like, 2 feet wide.
So it's just, like, is it dripping, or is it just the whole waterfall?
I should say there's a gutter that leads to the hole. Okay. And then the gutter pours onto my head, and then I sit there for a while, and a flower grows out of my hair.
Move the gutter to where it falls into the bathtub.
Well, I thought it'd be smart. I was like, oh, I'll just make it go into the toilet. And then I realized I sit on the toilet.
Mm.
So it was real difficult for me. But
Scott,
yeah.
What is?
I think it's just that click.
Yeah.
You know? And much like every action movie in the early noughts.
Oh, God. Am I doing it again?
Click.
The click.
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 Boom. Here come the boys from the south, or however that song goes. Ready or not. What?
P.O.D.?
Yeah, I think so. We are the youth of a nation. What nation? The nation of the United States of America. Not the Confederate States of America. Take your fucking pussy ass money. You can't spend that shit anywhere. Fucking lost. The Confederate money means nothing. They made Confederate dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds shitty.
Robert E. Lee and Roger E. Lee can suck my dick. Anyway, if you really like the Confederate flag, hey man, do what you want. Show your pride. But if it's just me and you and you're not looking, I'll throw a stick at your head. And I won't even stick around to see if it hits you. As soon as I throw it, I'm turning my ass around and running, because you probably have a shotgun.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I think that's the end of this very Nintendo centric episode. Jose, I mean, I'm looking at Justin, and I meant Jose. I don't respect him enough to look him in the eyes.
Yeah, take that, bitch.
You piece of shit.
Bitch.
You had to fucking, you just ride on our coattails.
Oh, shit.
I know. Yeah, our coattails.
I just want to get it out.
But anyway, no, okay. So
I zoned out because I was getting bombarded.
So this was episode 20 of The Rat King. Can you believe we made it to 20 episodes?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And Justin's only been late for 18 of them. Yep. So he's doing a lot better. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We kind of post stuff occasionally. Mm-hmm. Jose does some artwork for each individual podcast. It's always pretty fun. Nothing crazy. We're not professionals here. Why? I edit the podcast and it sounds like shit. So fuck you. I don't like you guys. Don't listen to us anymore.
I was going to say, if I ever opened up on episode, I'd say, this is episode 21. If you're listening, just stop.
Yeah,
if you've been
stop
listening,
now.
Just please stop.
If you made it this far, kudos to you. Make sure to send us an email and we'll send you a plaque. It'll be a piece of paper that I'll have you print out. I'm not going to mail you any shit.
I was going to say, I'll just put my hand in, outline it, and then draw a turkey.
Exactly.
Your hand each individual turkeys are figure. Really good.
They are really good. No one's, well, that's probably my favorite flag, is that one that you have in front of all your windows at your house.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Worked hard on this.
I think it's really interesting that you're the only guy I know who does a hand turkey and leaves like maybe 9 inches of his arm in it.
Well, I also really like when he makes the hand turkey and leaves the fingernails on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. It's a staple.
I also like that you, after each time you do it, you shave the backside of your hand and you sprinkle the hair on it like glitter.
Well, yeah, it's got to have a part of me there.
Yeah, it is. It is certainly textured.
That's the feathers,
yeah.
Bro.
That's the feathers, bro. Anyway, yeah, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rat King Podcast. Remember to send some emails to us at ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. You can, you know, ask us questions. We can talk about certain topics, whatever you want to do. And
I think I'm a crazy turkey man.
That's your new nickname. And then rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Do it on Google Play. Follow us on SoundCloud. Do whatever. If you like us and you don't think we're a piece of shit, then a combined piece of shit, then share us with your friends or whatever. Because we don't have a ton of listeners, but we have fun doing this. So spread the love, and that would be cool. If you want an example of a review you could give, give us 5 stars and say, hey, one of the guys talked about how he pooped in his hand and threw it in the toilet, and that was on episode X. And make up an episode, and someone will listen to the whole thing and be mad at you. So, this has been The Rat King. I've been Scott Petty.
I've been Jose Murguia.
And I've been Justin.
We will see you next week on the podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's it.